All right. Welcome to session zero of Shadowrun.
Can it be session
one? No, it's session zero because none of us know how to play.
Yes. Can it be like
so? Session one is going to be the first real session.
Some of us have read some of the rules.
You know, I read the rules years ago. We're relying on John to tell us how to play.
We are doomed.
All right, so I am GMing this one. This is Chris. And what's everybody playing?
Oh, I didn't come up with a name.
Oops. Okay, so my name is Erin. I am playing the elven machine weapons expert. Her name is Orion.
Okay. I am playing a character I made. I'm John. I'm playing Aurelian. He is a... Yeah.
We're totally twins or something.
I guess,
like that.
Yeah. Could That's be awesome. A elf adept. Sort of based around a gun kata concept.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with eating dandelions.
You're not.
I am Georgie. I am playing a elf smuggler, and I guess my name is Renna.
Ooh. Renna!
I am Nick. I am playing the dwarf drone rigger out of the book. My understanding is drone riggers jump into machines and control them. And his name is Hiroshi Nagase, because he is a Japanese dwarf.
All right. So, excuse me. So what is the rating on everybody's comm link?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Where do I find that?
In the comm
Gear
link
and
section.
Lifestyle, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Transy Avalon comm link with response 5,
screws?
Signal 5, firewall 5, system 5, and hot sim modification. I don't know whether we...
Yours is pretty good.
I don't think I have anything.
You have a comm link. You have
Area
have a
Predators
link.
4?
It should be the first one on there in Gears of Life.
6?
So...
Conceivable holster?
No. Nova Tech Airwave.
I don't see one.
She doesn't have a comm link.
I don't. See? I don't have a comm link.
I think in this setting it technically makes you Amish.
That's like not owning a phone.
You don't have a comm link.
Can I see it real quick?
But it's even more than like, it's not owning a phone, a computer, or a television. Like, you just got...
My smuggling, I use it on horse and buggies.
Wow.
No one expects me to be carrying illicit goods.
That's true. I think you're crazy, but...
Sew all my own clothes.
So, get yourself a comm link.
What's the crappiest comm link there is?
I mean, maybe it's under a cyberware. Maybe she had one implanted.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Comm link, yeah.
Yeah, one implanted.
Farlight, Caliban.
What's the ratings on it?
It doesn't say. Mine doesn't say. Just says with something or other OS and sim module.
Mine doesn't have anything. It's Fairlight Caliban with Firewall 5, System 5, Response 5, modified for BLT / Hot Slim.
BTL. It's
BTL.
Not modified for sandwich.
That would be mine.
Yeah. John?
I have to look.
So apparently I have one implanted in me.
Okay.
That makes it better.
Wow, this is gonna go well.
Yep.
And I have a fleet of fucking drones following me, apparently.
Megadyne.
I am somehow driving two vehicles.
Excellent. Well done.
See, you don't have one either.
No, I have a Hermes Icon Conlink.
Well, you have one,
Conlink.
But it doesn't tell you what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it doesn't have a rating.
I think they are rated. I think they're rated for multiple things.
Right.
Like, it seems like they all have firewall and...
Okay.
Response and that kind of crap.
Yeah.
What's the firewall on each of your conlinks? That's what
that's what
I'm looking for. Five? Five? John?
Doesn't
say.
You'll have to look it up in the equipment section.
There's just gonna be like shit.
I think it might be four.
Yeah, we know how to, you know, have firewalls up, right? Oh man, they don't know about my smuggling
Street
compartments.
Gear 298.
it's got to be dessert time now that we've actually kind of started up the game.
Yep, dessert time.
That time to interrupt
which,
the game.
Which one of our three desserts?
I think we should bring over, yeah, all of them. And some plates and forks for the chocolate cake.
And probably a knife for that, too.
No, we're just gonna go kind of stabby and see what comes out.
Stab and drag, yeah.
Here
scoop
are some
fork.
Cake and cookies.
It is a heart-shaped cake because despite
Valentine's
when
Day?
You listen to this, it's nearing Valentine's Day.
And it makes a cheap cake.
Okay. Cheap grocery store chocolate cake.
My firewall is 2.
Okay.
Oh my god, you were a sock!
I hack his comm like and explode his brain.
Me too.
Fortunately, that's basically just my cell phone.
So mine doesn't even have one.
It's your operating system. Because you have the hardware and the software.
Okay.
Software is fire.
Okay, I looked up my drones, but it just has a bunch of stats.
Firewall 2?
It doesn't say that.
Firewall 2, okay.
You guys suck!
Fucking noobs.
Yeah.
We should hack them and not say, woo, we're ghosts!
So, Nick, you are, in one of your little security drones. You're doing a little, surveillance kind of PI job.
Okay.
And you know, you're actually in the drone through the net, so you can, you know, peek around corners and such. And, you get a, high alert ping from your email. Telling you have an email from, Mrs. Orange.
Okay. Yeah, mark it spam.
No, this is from a filter yes. You set up.
Yes, I will look at that.
Mrs. Orange says she has a high-stakes, high-take job for you. And she wants you to meet her at the Orc with the Gold Tooth Tavern tomorrow at 6 p.m.
I reply that I'll be here.
There is no reply to address.
Bitch. Fucking hack her email.
I will smuggle
explode
into her house.
Her toaster. Revenge.
Georgie, you are driving down the street on a stolen motorcycle and receive the same notification. Okay.
Marcus Bittner.
Also, you see some cop lights in the background.
Just for added taste.
John, tell me about your character again.
I am basically an assassin.
Okay. What would you be doing on a day-to-day, like...
Killing
people. unless I'm on a job out killing people in my, you know, opulent...
I imagine you in a corporate bathroom just scrubbing blood off your hands.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll take it. So you were scrubbing blood off your hands.
Wow.
You might know cookies are kind of...
There's a guy slumped down, like, facing the urinal.
Yeah. And your entire view... Is your comm link implanted?
No.
No? Do you have any type of VR goggles? Or optics implants, or...?
I do!
Yeah, but you also have a good firewall.
I don't think I have any implants. It should be in here, I believe.
Yeah.
It's under cyberware.
I have contact lenses with SmartLink and ImageLink.
Okay, perfect. So, your entire view goes orange, right?
Okay.
And a message pops up saying, Lady Orange requests your presence at...
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for about 4 or 5 seconds before it...
Plus it starts playing some implanted MIDI music.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it has some flashing graphics.
Yes. It probably feels really weird on my eyeballs. The vibrating so I can make that noise.
Oh God. Oh God.
And it's gonna be like flashing, like you could be a winner.
Yeah, it is that annoying.
Oh. Good thing that wasn't, you know, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah,
that could have been a problem. I'm here to kill you. Wait, don't move for a second.
You could be a winner.
The flashing, it blinds.
Yeah.
I'm at my arms dealer checking out a new toy.
Right. Do you have implants or optics or...
Same thing as him.
Yeah, same deal. Your arms deal says...
Good thing I don't need to see to pull a gun apart and put it back together.
Right. Well, I mean, you're obviously like...
Yeah.
You're doing it blindfolded with your hands tied behind your back somehow.
What the hell is wrong with you? Says the orc behind the counter.
That's when you say, I could be a winner.
I'm a winner.
I'm saying, testing, what are you doing?
Trying to sell you a gun, lady.
You might want to reconsider.
Are you buying?
Twitch.
No, but I'll take it.
No, that would be me.
Yeah, you don't do that to an arms dealer.
Especially not if he's your contact.
Did you guys hear about the guy a few years ago in downtown Seattle who tried to rob a gun store?
Oh, no, but do tell.
Yeah, he walked in and pulled out a gun to, like, hey, give me your money. Like, five people pulled out guns and shot him.
That's why you do it to things like convenience stores.
Yeah.
Because they don't sell fucking guns.
Mm-hmm.
Or have a lot of people that would be buying guns.
I would expect the dude from behind the counter to pull out a loaded AK-47. Yeah. I mean...
No, he didn't have to do anything.
Right.
Like, it was the other customers. Like, what? I get a chance to use this?
Yeah, I would think working in a gun shop would be a fairly safe thing from robbery.
Yeah.
All places, that would be a safest.
Along that same vein, I read a news article today about a guy who called 911 and asked if he could get in trouble for growing marijuana. But, of course, they just traced his call and sent cops over and arrested him.
That's why you don't have a phone near you when you get high.
I heard another one a few years ago about a lady who called the cops and said that her dealer had gypped her on a heroin sale, saying that it wasn't really heroin. It was, like, cut with something, and so it wasn't pure. So, of course, the cop said, oh, okay, that's fine, and tested it.
Like to make it.
Well, no, like, called the cops out to her house, and they came out, and, like, this was in person. And they're like, okay, well, let's see it. We'll test it and see if it's real. And, of course... It was real, so they arrested
her and
the dealer. I'm sure.
And the dealer. Yeah.
Yeah, what they do is they get the dealer's information and say, well, we'll go take care of him.
You just happened in this car.
And then they arrest her. Yeah. God, how stupid can you get?
Yeah.
I'm sure hoping they were on the drugs at the time.
I mean, seriously.
To go with that. If we ever get into combat, which I'm sure we will, I'll have to look up all my shit.
We have so much dessert.
I'm already having a sugar coma.
Yeah, am I actually going to?
So for the record, Lady Orange is your fixer.
Yeah.
You worked with her before.
Or for her, rather.
Right.
I'm sure.
And you guys have probably at least known of each other, if not worked with each other. Short teeth, have a little.
Did I get like chocolate on my face? Yeah.
It looked like a little Marilyn Monroe.
How did I do that?
Probably your fork.
I thought this was a cake eating contest.
Just looking at that cake makes me, like, hurt.
Mm.
Diabetic.
God, oh, it's so good.
Damn, I am ready to throw down. I have two Colt Manhunters with 20 clips of explosive ammo on my person.
Jesus Christ.
At all times.
I have a concealable holster with 10 clips of explosive ammo.
I just have quick draw holsters.
Yeah. I don't have any weapons. I just have a drone with an HK-227 with 10 clips of exploding ammo.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't
have enough to pull the trigger. Money I
have 5 different guns, along with... I have a combat axe, I have a bow and arrow, I have a stun baton, I have a survival knife, throwing knives, shurikens, grenades. I'm not sure what flash packs
I have an automotive shop.
In your backpack?
That's awesome, Nick. You just get to kind of stand there, like, right next to him and be like,
oh god, are you alright? What happened?
No, I'll just fucking sit at home.
Yeah. Like the guy in Wanted.
I never saw that.
You never saw that movie.
You probably shouldn't.
I don't think.
Yeah.
As Technology Striker, what would you think that would be?
Is it
Ars Technology?
No, there's
AZT. Yeah, AZT. Oh, okay. As Technology, one word. Striker.
Striker?
Is it a kind of drone?
I don't know. It doesn't say. That's all it says.
What section is it on? Probably a drone or a gun or a grenade.
A gun would tell me if I had clips or anything, and it doesn't.
Could be a gun enhancement. I know.
From the amount of ammo I carry on my person, I'd think I was a rather messy hitman.
Mm-hmm. You mess all the time.
Yeah.
You also have a knife and a garrote.
No, actually.
Or vehicles.
Really?
Yep. Silencers, but...
You don't have a knife or a garrote? What the hell type of hitman are you?
I see the As Technology crawler.
Is that a drone?
It's... watercraft.
Oh,
oh no, that is a drone.
Same thing.
These cupcakes are good because they're not super sweet.
Okay, I assumed these were in alphabetical order, but instead they're in no order.
I'm sure we will be referring to it often.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so does anybody go do anything before you go see Mrs. O?
It's 3:41.
I'd evade the cops. The time already?
No,
the page.
Oh, the page. I was like, are you kidding?
The time is 2:29.
Are you sure for pistols?
Oh, you're looking at pistols? That's all the drones and vehicles. I think pistols is right before that.
What is a Eurocar West Wind?
Sounds like a very small car.
Small, fast. Yeah, maybe motorcycle.
Eurocar Westwind, a sleek, low slung speed machine. This turbocharged luxury car offers improved suspension and high performance at a price.
So it's a sports car. Yeah, pretty much. And then I have a van. I have a bulldog step van.
For taking the kids to soccer practice?
For being a pedophile.
Yeah, it stores all my candy.
She just slaps on an ice cream, picture and says, ice cream, get your ice cream, and then it's all.
Apparently a bulldog step van is armored. Which I think I also have one.
I do.
Yeah, a GMC bulldog step van?
Yes.
Yeah, and I slap an ice cream logo on it and have the music going.
Alright. So anybody do anything before they go to the, Orphan Gold 2?
Finish my, transaction. But yeah. I'm gonna make sure to show up just slightly late.
We'll clean up and head out.
Okay. It's tomorrow.
Oh, well.
Okay, well I go home.
Yeah, then. Go home and sleep and whatnot. Well, at night I'm doing all my shit. Yeah.
I stay up all night browsing anime forums.
Yeah.
Nice. Watch some hentai?
Yes. God, I don't even want to think about how sick porn would be by 2070.
Yeah. Especially like, if Japan is, pretty prominent.
It'd be unrecognizable as sexual, like...
Pretty much.
It would just be like raining cupcakes on a statue.
Oh, that whipped cream frosting! Yeah. Ooh.
That's very Neal Stephenson of you. Oh, speaking of which, have you started Game of Thrones?
No, I've been attempting to read Shadowrun.
Okay, so you get to the Orc with the Gold Tooth. You don't actually know the real name of the bar. You've never heard it. You've never seen it. They just call it that because that's what the sign has.
An Orc with a Gold
picture.
Orc with the Gold Tooth. It's down in Renton, by the way.
Nice. Renton's a slum.
Renton's kind of slummy.
Yeah.
I stay away from Mount Rainier, because apparently it's infested with elves.
Yeah.
Dandelion eaters.
Yeah, that's what the book says. It's an elf colony.
Uh-oh, watch out. You're going to be working with three elves. Yeah, nobody. We're going to make sure to preen ourselves before we...
Yeah, but I have 15 robots.
Wait, can't go. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Makeup.
You too. Don't get your eyeliner.
Yeah. That's true.
He's got like one strand of hair that he can't quite place in the right spot.
Yeah, so I'm definitely a sun.
You need some. Need some. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to sun. That's why I'm in Seattle.
So, anybody enter any special way or just walk
I make
in?
Sure to show up a little late.
Okay.
So, is it common practice to have weapons that are, like, in
visible?
The air?
Yes.
Okay. So I just come in kind of twisting it, like twirling it.
That would be a little kind of...
Mine are all concealed, so...
It's low. I'm not, like, you know, AK-47 twirling my hands or anything. Just okay. Kind of...
I'm also wearing, like, a helmet and, you know.
So...
I send in one of my spy drones to look and make sure the place is clear.
As your spy drone enters, it actually, loses signal.
Okay. I assume that they have some sort of defense mechanism. Yeah.
Probably.
They just start going haywire and shooting everybody.
No direction.
Walk away whistling. Yeah, that's its default. Like, if you lose signal.
Good thing I showed up late.
Nothing can go wrong.
Your smuggler walks in and it's just a pile of bodies and blood everywhere.
Oh! I whistle and walk away.
Little spy drone still hovering. It's making the out of ammo click.
I swipe it. No.
So yes, your security drone loses signal as it enters.
Okay.
And also as each of you enter, your comlinks start flashing no signal.
Oh, god damn it.
Well, it would just be a little, like, non-obtrusive little icon in the corner of your
head. God, my eyes! No!
I start getting, you know, cold shakes and stuff from being out of contact with the rest of the world.
I don't know, you have such... You're missing the flashing. You could be aware of the firewall.
It's really simple. The bar has a Faraday cage on the interior. It's essentially a non-transmission mesh. It just means that wireless signals can't pass
through. Meaning nobody's wired, so they can't...
Right. Okay. No transmissions. So Mrs. O... is sitting with her back to the wall, of course. But sitting across from her is a elf. Male elf in an ill-fitting brown suit.
Too big
smaller,
or too small?
Yeah.
It's too big.
So he's still daddy suit?
Yeah, he's kind of lanky and the suit looks too big on him.
Hi. Mosey on over there. Pop in a seat. Put my feet up against a chair and another thing.
Right. Lydio nods at you and says,
She calls me Ryan, probably.
Well, so each of you needs a real name and a street name.
Yeah, she's called Ryan. Orion is a military nickname she got, but to make it easier, people just call her Ryan.
Ryan, I would like you to meet, Mr. Barry O'Leary. It's really unusual for somebody to be introduced. Well, no, for somebody to be introduced by their real name.
Well, how do you know it's your real name? Sounding.
Yeah, it is not an obvious code name. I mean, in the circles you run in, I mean, you would know Georgie as... What's your street name?
I'm just going to go with Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Just Ren.
Ren. You just know her as Ren. You wouldn't have any idea what her real name is for... Security purposes. Mm-hmm.
For interrogating purposes in case someone asks me.
Mm-hmm.
My real name is Hiroshi Nagasan. My alias is H-Bomb.
Alright, who arrives next?
I'm late, so... Yeah,
I'll show up pretty early.
John, you arrive next.
Okay, I roll up there on my motorcycle.
Alright. Do anything special when your comlink shuts off?
Kind of glanced up at the corner and muttered to myself.
You're like, I can't catch it.
Yeah. Lane, shake my head and walk up.
What's your street name?
Aurelian.
was way too much dessert, but it was delicious.
I'm not done yet.
These are nice and not sweet. They're like not super sweet, so.
Even the frosting?
Yeah, the frosting's just sort of like a whipped cream kind of thing.
Nothing sweet about that. Ready. Today on what we're eating.
A lot. All
right. Today on haha we're eating, cake or not.
So H-Bomb, you show up.
Yes.
And she introduces Mr. O'Leary.
I bow respectfully to everyone at the table before I take my seat.
Who has not said a word yet. He's just kind of sitting there like...
I'm studying him.
Looking slightly nervous.
Yeah, I'm staring at him.
I keep clicking refresh on the streaming music I'm trying to get.
Well, I'm sure everything you have is cloud stored too, so.
Yeah.
Waitress comes up and says, what can I get you?
I'm fine.
Anybody? Anybody?
High-end martini for me.
So, synthahol.
Oh.
Beer. Not there yet.
No, that's fine, thank you.
No, you ordered synthahol, honey.
Warm synthahol for me.
Synthahol, what flavor?
As close to sake as you can get.
Sake? Gin? Got it, gin. And O'Leary says, I'll have a real whiskey. Honey, if you can afford that, I can afford it. Real whiskey for the heavy spender here. She goes back to the bar and you show up.
I sit backwards on a chair kind of thing, like...
Because you're a bad boy from an 80s movie?
Yep. Yeah.
Has a collar turned up and everything. Yep. Yes.
Wearing backwards baseball hat. Take off my helmet.
Alright. So, Lady Orange, Mrs. Orange... is not wearing anything that's orange, which is not unusual. You have no idea how she got the name or why she goes by it.
Nobody knows how I'm but she's, don't ask questions.
Well, but I mean, it's a weird one, like Lady Orange. She's actually wearing a pretty nice business suit.
She like elderly?
No, she's middle-aged.
Is she human?
Yeah, she's human. And I already described the elf. And once everybody's there, she says, all right, you all know each other. I've introduced you to Mr. O'Leary, and I'm sure you're wondering why he's Mr. O'Leary and not his codename. And I'm going to cut straight to biz. This isn't your usual job. Mr. O'Leary here has a chance to make all of us very, very rich. We're talking retire rich. You guys interested yet?
Depends on what we need to do.
Well, I'm going to let Mr. O'Leary speak. He kind of straightens up, sitting up straight for the first time, and he almost fills out his suit, and he looks slightly less nervous. He speaks with a faint Irish accent. I work for the Mafia in Seattle. I'm not even going to try a Irish accent.
Yeah. Come on.
Do it!
Peer pressure!
However, I've been shafted by the organization far too often, so I'm trying to call it quits. On my way out, though, I'm looking to take a retirement plan.
You wanted to hire us to bring flowers to your grave.
I need you to help me with the take. I have my plan to disappear in place. But I can't take the money on my own. Interested?
You want us to steal from a mob?
We're talking 7-8 figures New Yen each.
Now, I'm not really much for the just taking stuff. I'm usually good at getting it through places.
Well, we're going to need some of that. You have each been selected specifically for the skills you have. But before I say more, I need to know just if you are interested in a multi-million New Yen take.
I'll listen.
Yeah?
I'll listen.
Everybody wanted it here?
Yeah.
All right. The mob is planning a charity through the Federated Rescued Orphan Newborns Trust.
Hmm.
which is really a front for their money laundering schemes. The event is a big one, being held in an abandoned warehouse in Puyallup. The guests are hand-picked mob contributors. They're going to have unserial platinum, gold, and ebony cred sticks that they're going to be throwing into carnival games as part of a charity for money laundering. Hmm. They're expecting the proceeds to exceed 200 million New Yen. That, and Lady O cuts in, that's split equally between all six of us.
Wow.
But that's only a projected sum. It's not an actual sum.
It's true. But these are very rich people laundering money in a very efficient way. What do you say, chummers?
Chummers?
It's kind of like saying guys or dudes. It's just
only
a very...
in a more lame way.
No, it's just like that.
Well, do you want me
what
to...
What do you say, idiots, is what it sounded like.
No, chummers is just kind of like, hey, dude, hey, chummer.
Yeah.
It's both chum, friend, and chum, you're going to get fed to the sharks.
Yeah. I'm convinced that when civilization collapsed in the setting, they just started watching 80s movies.
Hey!
We have to rebuild. Let's do it like that. Basically.
Uh-oh, the jukebox stopped playing. Better punch it, or bit it, right?
Yeah. Chum, can you hand me a cookie?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Diabetes is delicious.
That it is.
Best way to go, right?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
Ryan, you in?
What the hell?
H-bomb?
Remind me about the take again.
200 million. More or less. Six ways.
Or a lot of sex dolls.
Oh, you're into sex dolls? I think I might have something for you.
That
works. Yeah. Your own time. It's yeah. Bumped.
Fine.
Aurelian?
I'm in.
You're in? Ren?
I suppose.
Yeah? Awesome. We got our team, Mr. O'Leary. So.
So what would happen if we say no? Make another character?
You roll another character. You say, have fun.
I go and tell the mob.
Yeah, you could.
Get shot.
All
no, I'd be like, hey, mob, there's going to be, you know, a heist, you know, at your event.
That's how a game of Wilderness and Mirrors would go.
Yeah.
I've had characters betray each other before character creation was finished.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty bad, I have to say.
Well, you get rewarded for betraying your team.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Which I didn't really understand when we played, so I didn't betray till pretty far in.
Hmm.
All right, says Lady O. The event goes down in 15 days. So the good news is that Omicron Security is having an event the same week. I don't know if you've heard of any of Omicron Security's events before, but they hold safe-cracking competitions as publicity for whatever their newest product is, generally a new safe. So, you are going to have an excellent reason to be there with safe-cracking equipment. Go figure.
Yeah.
How convenient. You would have thought they would have decided to go a different week then, wouldn't you?
Thing.
I've already set you up with some rooms in the hotel that the competition is in.
I don't suppose just a standard auto picker is going to be good enough for this.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
My character is flipping a knife.
Okay,
so I'm in a support role then.
I'm not very good at it.
Awesome.
So, as long as I can get it within the next 14 days, I should be able to get any equipment for you. Any questions?
What is our restriction on use of force?
I don't give a damn.
As long as you don't
kill
me.
Up against the mob, it might be good to be as sneaky as possible.
I'm not going to be there. You're just bringing me the take. Mr. O'Leary's retiring. They'll kill him anyway. Neither of us give a damn. You guys are the ones staying in the city and have to deal with the mob who've seen your face.
Who says we'd stay in the city after that?
I'm buying an island.
Yeah. I don't know that 200 million would buy you an island.
It will if I get the entire take. Maybe. I have no idea.
Oh no, my droid suddenly lost signal.
Yeah.
In the getaway car.
Questions?
I would hope it lose signal after the getaway car was getting wet.
Where is this all going down?
She rattles off an address and pee all up. It's an abandoned warehouse across the street from an abandoned hotel. And yeah, it's in Puyallup. That's Aztec territory.
Aztec an actual, like, company?
Yeah, yes, they're a company.
It's a gang. Okay.
Well, they're a company.
They're Aztec also knowledge. A gang.
Okay.
Gang. It's actually Aztec and Cthulhu territory.
Hmm.
That should be.
It's not technically abandoned if they're using it, is it?
It's like, well, the Native Americans, how they lived in America, but it was unpopulated before settlers got here. They don't count.
That's terrible. Do we have any information about the layout?
Not yet.
Of course not.
Yes, I am incredibly pale.
We're used to it.
The hotel is the Hotel Furto.
Well, it's up to you guys. My knowledge on sneaky is not exactly my specialty.
I can get
us out.
Good and good.
Yeah. Nothing at the, you know, actually getting the stuff, really, but getting that stuff out in one piece.
You take it. More is there. You get in, you take it, and you get out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you make that sound so simple.
She's a simple girl.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Harsh.
She's got guns, scars on her face.
Guns and she's happy.
Guns, knives, batons, frickin' grenades.
Weapons, and she's happy.
Bows.
Alright, well, I assume you guys want to gather some data, gather some equipment. You know how to reach me. The hotel rooms open up in 5 days.
1, 2, 3, break.
Alright.
Pieces are set. Walk away. Well, walk out.
I go home and...
Well, I'm sure we want to talk. I mean, us being a team. You're just going to walk away and never talk to us again?
For 3 days until we get there.
Five.
5 days. Well, we need to go case the joint. We need to...
Well, but we could do, like, research online and shit like that.
There's only so much that can get you, though.
Well, but we could still do some pre-preparation work.
I'm going to work on my getaway vehicles.
And I can send in micro-drones to scout out the place before it's filled up.
Fix up some vehicles.
All right, plan. I'll go back to the bathroom.
I don't think we really have a plan.
Also, we have no idea how to play.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, make a plan.
My character would have absolutely no idea. She is there for the arms support. She can tell you how to build a gun from scratch, but she cannot
and
tell you what to do next. And shoot things. And how to aim and how to knock someone out.
I mean, I think initial observation, I have about 80 billion drones that can get in there and take a look around.
I mean, my specialization is vehicles and routes.
I mean, you're the one that infiltrates. You're the one that would know you need to do more preparation than just looking at it.
Everything's situational, though.
Yeah, I would know some stuff about that, but I'm assuming I'd pretty much deal with people more than actual thieving.
More like a con artist?
No, more like someone steals something, I buy it, smuggle it in, kind of thing.
Or you're,
and sell
you're
it.
Commissioned to smuggle it or something.
Yeah. Because I don't really have anything that seems, like, very stealthy and, you know, thievy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's situational. It depends on where security is, how many floors the building is.
Well, that's why we need to find that out.
Well, let's find it out.
I got no research skills whatsoever, so as a year guy,
I have. No. I have like heat vision with my eyes, so
yeah, thanks.
I do have heat vision. Oh. Sorry.
I don't think I have any particular research skills, but I can send in.
I have a data link, or a data jack.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what that actually gets.
More than I do.
I have compartments and a control rig.
Yeah, I have enough surveillance equipment that I can send in there.
I mean, we need to find a plan of do we want to stealthily go in? Do we want to go in with fucking robber masks and guns? I mean,
yeah.
How do we want to handle this?
I think ideally it's stealthily possible.
I would agree, but we have not confirmed anything like that.
Yeah, I would think that we'd want to be stealthy, which apparently I am pretty stealthy.
So,
do you have any, do you have a criminal record of any kind?
I don't know how you tell that.
It would be in your qualities, no?
No.
Okay.
I'm a really good smuggler, so no.
Yeah. Do you have any fake IDs or anything?
No.
Any kind of...
No. I'm a mercenary more so than I'm a on-the-run kind of person.
So, mercenaries, connections... blah, 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 okay. Blah.
Who's good at lock picking?
1, 2, 3, nine.
I have locksmith 2 and an auto picker and a mag lock pass key.
That would be
and
you.
A lock picking set.
Yeah, okay. You're the picker.
Awesome. You can probably do that with a drone too.
Well.
Are you good at programming?
No.
Let's
see. Is it just a skill called programming?
I think so, yeah.
I don't have it.
I have Command, ECCM, Encrypt, Scan, and Stealth.
Command, ECCC, or ECCM.
No, that's programs you have.
Oh, okay.
It would be a skill.
Oh, I don't think I have that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have Electronic Skill Group.
I have Electronic
Electronic Skill Group would be it, actually. Okay. It would be included in that skill.
I have 4.
You could actually write a program to inhabit one of your drones that would be good at lock picking.
Okay. I can just pick locks.
You could do that too, I guess.
I can hack into surveillance devices, apparently.
Well, depending on which security company, if any, was contracted out to provide security,
I'm not
sure I could get us hired on.
Mob needs a higher security group. I think that's probably asking for somebody to invade the security department to invade the security.
Every good business contracts out.
I think
mob,
they just, I think the mob just has people with those skill sets.
Yeah, they will say that they hire somebody and have uniforms, but I'm sure they're mob people.
Yeah, I'm sure it's mob people. Like, they attract people with the skill sets needed.
Maybe.
They would
having
probably
been paid
say
by
personal
mob,
security or something like that.
Having been paid by the mob, I can tell you they do very well. Money.
Waiting for you guys.
I'm waiting for them.
I'm waiting for my
skill set.
Okay, first things first. Go to the... Well, how do we wait to go to the hotel?
Until, like...
We're all scoping out the place. I mean, I'm sure we need to, at least before we leave for that night, get contact information for everybody. I mean, see ya! This doesn't exactly work.
Well, maybe we have worked with each other before and have...
Well, know each other, but...
Would it be possible to hack into the comlinks of my allies so I can spy on them to make sure they're not backstabbing us?
Absolutely.
Us? Yeah, absolutely.
Them, yeah. Me, not so much.
You can try it.
How would I do that?
You would use whatever the hacking skill is with the difficulties of their firewall and defenses.
I have electronics skill group. I don't know if
I have hacking surveillance to devices.
Well, but the group might include it. You get two choices where you get the whole group of it, of skill sets, so you gotta see what the group is.
Yeah, I will see what comes in there.
It is, but it helps when you're doing skills. Because then you're
110.
You're better at that entire group of skills rather than that one particular one versus this one.
Right.
So well, it just seems like then why would you just take one particular one?
Well, but you only get two groups you can take.
Okay, you electronics only have two. Includes computers, data search, hardware, and software.
Yeah. See?
Which doesn't really tell me anything still. Because is hacking under software?
I don't know, hacking has like a special thing for me, so I don't know if it's its own separate thing.
John, are you looking?
I'm actually still purchasing gear because I gave myself a lot of money.
Well, remember, Lady O can also get you
anything.
I mean, when we're talking about 200 million,
she'll find
I mean, you just tell her what you want, and if she can, she will get it.
So, okay, no. Hacking is part of the cracking skill group.
Oh.
So, yeah, I can hack surveillance devices, and you can't hack, huh?
It's well, under logic, so I could still give it a go.
You have a surveillance in parentheses?
Yeah.
That means you have a skill focus in hacking surveillance equipment.
So I can hack other stuff.
Yeah.
But with surveillance devices, it gives me another plus two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could hack into them.
You could.
I'm sorry, I find your sneeze hilarious.
Kolo doesn't.
Kolo chitters at me.
It's really weird.
So like what Winston does when there's birds outside the window.
Yeah. He does that when I sneeze.
And he kind of glares at him.
Maybe really he's funny. Swearing at you.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of gives him a mean look. Like, what did you just do? Didn't I tell you to stop that?
Maybe I'll just bug them.
Yeah.
Like, put literal micro drones on them. Or in their cars or something. I don't trust these guys.
They're not very trustworthy.
No,
I do.
Well, we all
say.
Are, you know.
Criminals?
Criminals,
yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I have etiquette.
You're a nice criminal. Congratulations.
Yeah, you have etiquette, parentheses, smugglers.
That's what I'm better at, etiquette with smugglers.
Well, you know the do's and don'ts around smugglers.
Well, I am one.
I guess you don't strip search a smuggler. They don't like it.
Well, sometimes I do. If there's some role-playing involved.
But you really have to know them?
Yeah.
Alright, so are you guys going to check the place out? Are you gathering information? Are you telling Mrs. O, Lady O, whatever you want to call her, what gear you want?
I think I'm pretty good on gear.
Yeah, I think I have, like, pretty much anything
I
have.
Online research, I guess, about the building.
Okay.
Google search! Get some Google Maps going on.
Well, I think data search falls under electronics.
Okay.
Which is also a logic skill. So I would roll my four dice from electronic skill group.
And what exactly are you looking for right now?
Blueprints, schematics of the building.
For
the warehouse.
Okay.
For the hotel we're staying at, just want to see what kind of room he might get.
Okay. I don't know how skill checks are made, John.
So, you roll the skill and the attribute it corresponds to,
right.
Both of them together. Fives and sixes are successes, ones cancel out
successes. Okay, so you roll how many dice the number is for each thing?
Yes. Ones cancel successes? Are you sure on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
So, no.
And you got a one, so that's a critical glitch. A critical failure.
The place is in Hong Kong.
You forgot, did you try turning it off and on again?
Did you try plugging it in to begin with?
It's apparently the worst fucking...
You have blueprints for a building in Hong Kong.
Okay. That has a kind of similar name. Yeah.
You just don't know how to spell.
That's the really clear.
Well, my native language is Japanese, so...
These characters are strange.
Yes. That looks like it!
He adds all the, like, sticks and everything to mash together to make a Japanese signature.
The fail is, actually, isn't that in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
I write everything in Japanese and then just run it through Babelfish before I search for it. It's not a good system.
Alright.
Do you know English?
I do.
I think everybody has English.
I know English a little bit with a focus in city speak.
You don't actually realize, though, that you have the blueprints for the wrong building.
Right.
You have what you think are the correct ones.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, clearly no further research is required.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're
screwed, huh?
Let's see. All right. I will go to my detective contact.
Okay.
And find out if they know anything about where it's being held and what's going on.
Okay, are you looking for the organization, the building,
Let's start with general information about the organization.
The organization, okay. We're looking for either charisma plus etiquette, corporate, or logic, knowledge, security companies.
Charisma plus etiquette, you said?
Etiquette corporate.
Well, can't you just use normal etiquette and get another bonus if it's corporate?
You tell me.
I think you get a plus two dice for it being a specialty.
I have no idea.
If you have that specialty, I think?
Yes.
That sounds right.
May I use your dice?
I don't know if you have enough.
But... I'm relying on you guys for rules.
Oh, good. I don't know anything about this game. I win!
Yeah.
Remember, I'm going to use the same rules you guys give me.
Yeah.
If only there was a big book with the rules in it.
Yeah.
I don't have a copy in front of me. You don't get anything?
Nope. Cancels
it. It is a wash.
Good job. Yeah, I don't know anything. Yellow, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
I got nothing, dude. Yeah. Chummer.
Brewski.
Alright, well, let's go for...
My contacts are not going to be any use.
I mean, you can do just a search, like, you know, go out to your hangout places and...
Well, but you don't exactly want it known, because the mob is going to be... is pretty underground, and you don't want to be known to be asking questions about it.
That's up to you.
You want to go to somebody you at least slightly trust with that information.
But I mean, you can ask your contacts about it. They might know something or know somebody who knows something.
I also don't have any logics.
You have charisma?
Charisma 4.
Okay, that's pretty good. So, what are you looking for?
Sure.
I mean, you've got to ask them about something.
I know, Chris. I'm not sure what would be good to ask about.
Yeah.
And do you want to ask about the organization, the buildings, the events?
I'm going to ask, I guess, Mr. Johnson, one of my connections, about the building and surrounding area.
Okay.
What would that be for skills?
For the building, it's charisma plus etiquette government, or logic plus knowledge history.
I'm gonna do etiquette and charisma. What's a success?
Five and six.
I have two sixes.
Two successes.
And no ones.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Albiavetto building, that used to be a casino down in Piala.
There's nothing in here about ones canceling out successes.
That's one of the things I'm almost
positive
about.
The rules of 1 and 6. It's a big sidebar.
Okay, well, I am reading the section on rolling skill things, which is the one thing I actually read. It says 5 and 6 are successes. Glitches are when you roll ones on half or more of the dice pool.
Okay.
A major glitch is when you, critical glitch is when you roll a glitch and score 0 hits.
Okay. So we'll,
I found what you're talking about. Rule of 6. Rule of 6 only applies to tests made with edge. When edge is spent on the test, any dice that roll 6s count as hits and are re-rolled. Thus, dice rolled with edge can potentially generate more than 1 hit.
Okay. So ones do not cancel out.
Okay. I could have sworn that was in the rules
though. Yeah.
Was maybe
that
it was
older
a
edition?
Maybe. Yeah, older edition.
This was the edition.
Newer edition or maybe a house rule thing. Maybe.
Whatever. Okay. So you still didn't have any,
No, I still
successes.
Failed badly.
At least someone's not failing.
Yeah. So, you trying to give her all the information? Or?
So, it used to be a casino.
Right. Yeah, old casino down in Piala.
So, the old warehouse.
Was it a branch of Emerald Queen? I don't think so. I think it wasn't affiliated. I'm not sure.
Okay. I can ask my, would be better, mercenary or arms dealer.
About?
The company. Or not the company, the,
association.
The event? Okay.
I'll try my mercenary. He's probably been around a lot.
Okay.
And that's, what would that be?
We're looking for charisma, etiquette, corporate, or logic plus knowledge security companies.
Okay, so charisma and etiquette, which is 0.
The Federated Rescue Orphan Newborns Trust.
It's a terrible name.
That's a terrible front.
What a weird
name. So fake.
It's got an awful acronym.
Yeah.
Anybody catch the acronym?
No.
It's front.
Oh, how funny.
How retarded are these people?
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to be incredibly easy.
We can always hope.
So, no? That's the only information I get?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, what a weird name.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Maybe I'll ask some of my smuggler buddies about front.
Okay.
So that would be etiquette, smugglers...
I mean... Mr.,
Or Mr. Johnson?
No, Mr., what's his name? The dude who hired you guys. Mr. O'Leary.
Yeah.
He already told you it is a,
money laundering?
Mob money laundering front. I mean, you know that.
I asked him about the event, not about the company. The event being the charity.
Carnival thing.
Right, but it's a one-time event. Run by this fake company that was just made, yeah.
What else do we need to know?
It's terrible.
Right, I'm sending in some drones to actually take a look at this place.
Okay, physical reconnaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnaissance. What is the range on your drones?
No fucking clue.
Maybe we should just send an army of pit pockets. Just pickpocket everyone before they actually use it to do the charity in.
Yeah.
Maybe if we explode it, it'll start raining Nguyen.
Yeah.
Have a net already set up.
Yeah. How do I find the range on a drone?
I have no idea.
It's not on any of these stat blocks. The only stats are handling, acceleration, speed, pilot, body, armor, sensor, availability, and cost.
House rule.
For?
Drones for
drone
where they
range.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a signal times something.
No signal. There's sensor. Sensor maybe? That's going the wrong way.
I'm sure anybody listening to this who actually knows how to play Shadowrun will just be pained.
Yeah.
Can imagine them going click off.
Yeah.
God, you guys suck.
We do.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we've gotten everything wrong.
I am Kitty.
You have a blimp.
He's not a blimp. He's in kitty form right now. He's a transformer. Transforms into a zeppelin.
I'll bite you.
Anyway, so yeah. We'll just determine how close you have to be as well.
Okay. We can do that later.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is the area that is a park across the street from the old casino and the hotel. There's an old abandoned post office also next to the casino. That's an old abandoned highway that has barricades like a quarter mile over there to the east and actually falls down and ends a couple hundred meters over to the west.
Okay, so this is, we're looking at the,
Oblivioto building.
Okay. That's 18 stories. We have no idea where the money's going to be kept in these 18 stories. Is anything set up yet?
This is still the same day you met with Mrs. O?
Yes.
So, on this day, you do not see anybody outside.
Okay. Well, I'll send in some micro drones. They're tiny little things.
Okay.
Do they look like spiders? Or flies, perhaps? Actually, a little bigger than that. They're like house cats.
Bunch of cats. Army of cats in a straight line, buried mechanically walking.
U.S. government tried to turn cats into listening devices.
Didn't it, like, go and get hit by a car or something?
And bombs, yes, it did.
The first mission, yeah.
Because they had to, like, suppress its hunger and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, when they first, they wired it up to be a listening device, but they couldn't get it to stay put because it would go off looking for food. So then they just went into his brain and killed his hunger instinct. And finally he would actually sit and listen. So they sent him out to spy on some alleged Russian, government officials who were having a meeting. And the first time out, it just got hit by a car.
It just lost the will to live because it couldn't eat.
It's like, didn't want fuck to eat this, it. Yeah.
So, it's an old abandoned casino. It's in a state of disrepair. Okay. There's, you know, old junked games that they didn't bother taking with them. There's a, you know, the elevator doors are kind of hanging askew.
Hmm.
It's dark and dusty.
They're gonna fix this up in 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting.
We should get some fancy dresses. And suits, I guess. So maybe we could blend in.
Do I notice that this bears no resemblance to my blueprints?
I don't know, do you?
That'd be a logic check.
I think it would be pretty obvious as you send your drone to the elevator that doesn't exist and up the stairs that aren't there and...
Everyone loves Winston.
Because of course they do. I'm Winston.
And he is the lord of this manor.
So... Yeah, that is not ready yet.
I'll actually go to Lady O and see about getting some kind of like smoke bomb or something like that as cautionary in case shit goes south, you know, get help, get away stuff.
I can get that for you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm gonna ask her for some, you know, fancy clothes.
Oh,
sure.
And fancy clothes, sure.
Easy.
Yeah, fancy pretty.
She,
yay!
She,
she actually pays everybody for their measurements.
chameleon soup, please.
Hmm?
Chameleon soup.
Okay. We'll see what we can do.
And some new makeup and stuff while we're at it.
Can I get some...
For that one, I'm going to need a book.
Can I get, like, a new couch and some... Don't worry, it'll come in handy.
I need something to make the carpets, the carpets match the drapes.
So...
Terrible.
I don't see how far.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Well,
I need the book.
Oh. I'm like...
No, he's
what?
Blocking you. He's like, no.
Get some new heels.
You need a book, John.
Some new makeup.
There it is.
I know what page I'm looking for.
A couple of cars.
Well, you can't show up in, like, a junker. Something, you know, nice and flashy.
You were looking at your phone and looking at me like...
No, I wasn't looking at you. There's a barcode at the bottom of this. I have a barcode scanner on my phone, so I was wondering if it was an actual barcode.
No, it's probably just decoration. Yeah.
It's too long.
Well, what length of the barcode will be dependent on how much time you're encrypting.
That's true.
It was on the page
I
opened up.
Did it not show up,
to...
I'm guessing?
No, it didn't scan. But if it was a code 39,
also...
you could make it any length with any characters.
Also, a lot
Send
of times with
for some reason.
Barcodes that are not in black, it has trouble scanning.
Under what?
It's in armors?
Yeah, I'm in armors. Chameleon suit. Availability 10R.
I'm just gonna get something down pretty close.
So, let's say cell phones.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, I'm getting there.
Is that a good cupcake?
Mm-hmm.
These are tasty, I have to say.
I assume you don't have the valid permits to own that?
The cupcake?
Do you have a cupcake license?
That's why he's trying to hide the evidence.
Before they find me.
Oh, absolutely not.
What's the signal rating on that drone?
They don't have signal ratings. Yeah, I know, I found that
That's
table
the
too. They don't have signal.
They don't have signal ratings to check.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this game? Because it's fun. Shut up.
It is fun!
You know, we should have brought Dark Heresy. Or we did bring Dark Heresy, didn't we?
It was in the pile.
Was it?
I blame Chris because he didn't choose one of those games. So I just gonna...
Hey.
I blame John for vetoing Burning Wheel.
Okay, yeah. That'll work.
I blame the two of you for not wanting to play Eclipse Phase. How you like them apples?
Phase.
Yeah, see, that's
rules
why
are more... Rules are pretty better than Maker We Should Play. Just saying.
How much is that Winston in the window? You go on with the mismatchy tail. Also chewy.
So, Nick, shall we go play some Donkey Kong?
I'm almost done. Shut.
Maybe we should play some Rock Band.
That Malaysian piece of shit broke down, remember?
It might work. It's gone black on me before and I just started.
Well, two times ago we played it. We stopped because it just crashed.
Yeah.
And then we tried playing it again, and it crashed, like, 2 minutes in.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's Lithuanian piece of trash. I mean, we have to funnel all of our racism into Lithuanians.
What racism?
Oh, yeah.
Now that you're going to be around again, we need to get the new Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Wii one?
Yes.
Where we actually have to put our actions into jumping into pits.
Well, when we went to GameStop to get the emotes, we were like, oh wow, John would be so sad he's not here, because they had it on a demo thing in the GameStop.
Nice.
Winston, what do you want?
Want in there?
No, yes. Don't let him in there.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he loves being in there.
Yeah, and then you'll shut the door, and like 4 hours later, you'll be like, where the hell's the cat?
No, you do that.
And you open the door, and he's just sleeping in there.
I just leave it open, so he can leave when he's done.
Yes,
you
but then
shut
my,
him in there.
Then my, oh god, the thing's open, ghost kicks in, so. Yeah.
You'd just rather have the cat crawling around in your food forever?
Yeah.
Or the garbage.
Or in the pots and pans, I think he's going to make one.
Yeah.
Alright. She is willing to pay up to double the item's price, which greatly increases your chances of getting it.
I honestly forgot what we were doing.
What are we doing?
We're buying a chameleon suit.
Why do you want to?
I was learning the availability rules.
So I can sneak in better.
It's a suit that changes what it is. It's like, it'll look like a tux when it's actually armor.
Or it can, you know.
I'm just counting on the girls for me.
All you need.
Just got bullets.
Yep.
Mine becomes breasts too.
Totally make you girl.
Yeah, like a sexy girl in like a lanky like red dress with a high slit up the side and low cut.
That's actually my idea.
They can't change his face, just his body.
And it's like, I'm just imagining he has like a full beard and everything.
All right, Aurelian. I have a lead. I don't have one yet. He'll take a week to get back to me, but we have some time.
Okay.
So.
My idea for my actual character is a, cross-dressing nightclub singer. So
No, it'll take him 2 days to get back to me, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Plenty of time to get it fitted.
Alright.
I just want something sexy.
Easily done.
Yep.
Some new heels.
Not
some new
that
makeup.
Easy. Ow. Ooh, your character picture's creepy.
I actually just house ruled this in my head because I can't actually figure out the real rule.
Why are we playing this?
Shut up, Nick. Because you guys didn't want to play Eclipse Phase.
He goes, yes, I did.
What the hell? This is all everyone else's fault.
Yes. Not mine, actually.
Wait, considering that over half of us wanted to play Eclipse Phase,
their boobs each count for one?
Yep, you will always be outnumbered, too.
Yep. As long as two boob people have to agree.
We need another guy so we can tie.
So, what are you guys doing now?
It's terrible. I mean, until we get that apartment or that hotel room available, apparently.
Okay. Any other?
I mean, she got me smoke bombs and knockout gas grenades, so
easily.
She got me some sexy clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, and sexy clothes and makeup and.
It's orange though.
That does not go well with my pale complexion. I need something like black or purple or like red.
Red's even iffy.
Yeah. But black
has to be the right color,
maybe
but
a green.
Okay. She got you your chameleon suit.
Yeah, we are definitely gonna help her here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Nice heels to go with.
And each of you have a tux delivered.
I want a tux.
Even though you didn't order one.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
I'll dress up one of my robots.
It's gonna be your new butler.
No, this is all coming out of the overall tank.
Fuck that! Glad I'm not giving it to them.
Glad I'm a smuggler. I'll be like, oh no, it didn't have all of that in there. No.
Yeah, right.
It just had like, you know, five.
Mm-hmm. 5 bucks?
Yep. No, 5 new yen.
Yeah, 5 yen. That's right.
Alright. So anything else before the hotel room opens up?
No.
No?
Clean my weapons and wait for them to come up with something useful.
Okay.
Fix up my cars.
My cars.
Right.
So I try and find out actually where the safe will be.
That's going to be hard to do if they haven't set up yet.
That is going to be a contact mafia check.
So if you don't have contact mafia...
Well, what about that guy who hired us to do this?
He's mid-level. He doesn't know.
Okay.
He's just middle management?
Yes, that's exactly what he is.
We're doing a fucking job for middle management?
Yeah, that's why I'm just going to take the whole thing. My getaway car.
Never mind. I'm going to watch some pirated TRID pornographic broadcasts like awesome. I do every night.
It's your bedtime music, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a nice white noise for you to fall asleep to.
Chocolate cupcakes and white cupcakes.
Oh, red velvet naughty.
Maybe it's just tentacle monsters being raped by schoolgirls. Being raped by cupcakes.
Wait, is it... The cupcakes are raping the schoolgirls, which are raping the tentacle monsters?
No, the
monsters?
Cupcakes are raping the tentacle monsters. Okay. There's no schoolgirls involved here. We can't have humans.
Maybe the cupcakes have, like, a school uniform on.
Yeah. I can accept that. it's a plaid cupcake wrapper.
Yeah.
You can just imagine like the little whipped cream and then it has one of those bows.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like slowly creeping up.
No. You cut to the tentacle monster, you cut to that, it's a little closer. Back and forth.
And it's actually just the same hand-drawn picture of the cupcake getting bigger.
Yeah.
Really
oh no,
pixelated.
This is live action. It's live action.
Oh my god. Right, so, if nobody else does anything else, you get to the hotel room. Is anybody getting any additional safe cracking equipment?
Actually, I would like to get fake ID and stuff like that.
Sure, I will get some.
I don't have that apparently.
Get some safe cracking equipment because I can't crack safes.
Okay.
Well, I thought he was the one who's.
I have a lockpick set, an auto picker, a MAGLOCK pass key with a rating of 4, and a toolkit. Okay. I don't know what else I would need to crack a safe.
Neither do I. You should probably hit the equipment list.
Dog. You're my go-to guy.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Am I good to get some big documentation?
Yes.
Okay.
She can come by that easily.
Okay.
How about invitations?
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to do.
Yeah,
next.
Invitations.
How will we even go about getting that?
I was going to say, do you guys have a plan yet?
No.
Well,
we don't know where anything is.
Yeah,
we don't know anything.
I mean, we don't know if we're going to just sneak around the party and get to it, or if we're going to be in
infiltrating
the party
going
into it, or afterwards when they're transporting it.
In general, we're really shit at this.
Yeah. Also, we don't understand how the rules work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If this were D&D, we would know what to do. You know, hey, I want to get rope to go from the top of the inn down to the second floor.
But you can do that. You can get monowire and you can get climbing gear.
We don't even know where they're going to keep the safe, though.
Yeah, they could keep it in the basement.
But you wouldn't know that in D&D yet either until you find out.
I do the scrying spell.
Oh, use your bots. That is your scry.
Yeah, I sent them in there. They're not set up yet.
Yeah,
so
it's been
I have to
5 days.
Okay, 5 days. I send my mono, my microbots back in.
Okay.
We share one hotel room with 4 people in 1 bed.
Aww. The girls get the bed, the guys get the floor, right?
I don't think you want to sleep with her. She got a reputation back in the army.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna whack you, Chris.
Well, where did that come from?
Your character's Butch.
Alright.
I can both ways.
Yes, that says me. I'm saying that the way you've acted, you've got a reputation in the army, whether it's true or not.
I can both ways.
She's not, though. That's
the rumor about you.
Maybe a...
But her character doesn't act like that, Chris. Why would she...
I'm telling you, that's...
My character goes both ways.
Is it technically lesbianism if they're butch? I mean...
Yes.
As long as you're not concealing a penis.
Wow.
So a mini welder.
What time
so
of day?
So if all else fails,
night.
We can just
night?
Cut through okay. The stupid safe.
Depends on what city. Kind of safe it is. A lot of those have John, safety things for that.
What would I use for a perception check?
Perception skill?
Yeah, you would use perception skill. I have perception!
Perception Woo! Plus intuition, I believe.
But what if I'm doing it by proxy? Through a,
lens
Jawashi Kanmoshi Micro Drone.
Intuition?
Yeah.
Fuck, what would be the difficult? How big are your drones?
These are the size of bugs.
Okay.
Pretty difficult.
Even also if you spot it, it would cat be size? A bug. Sending in a bunch of alley cats, cause...
One. That's a lot of...
That's a lot of Winston.
Fuzz. Maybe that's you. Ooh, ouch. Ouch again.
I think you're gonna lose some bots.
Kitty goes smacked.
Yeah, they have a bunch of cats. Bug-seeking cats.
So, your bots are floating up to the building, right?
Yep.
And you see what is obviously a security detail set up outside the perimeter.
Okay.
What kind of security? Is it man security? Is it cameras? What is
it? No, it's dudes.
Okay.
Dudes with armored jackets, sunglasses, guns.
Alright, when observing through a drone, a rigger rolls sensors. Plus perception.
No, I wasn't asking for them. I was asking for my
people dudes. Looking for.
Well, then for him.
Security
when operating on their own and you're not controlling them, it's sensor plus their clear sight auto soft. Which is software, not hardware, so it wouldn't be.
I have clear sight auto soft.
I have clear sight auto soft as well.
Yeah. But they roll their own.
Right, Excuse me. Is there anything about DCs?
I believe it's a... Oh, for just noticing stuff?
Yes.
Let me see.
I'm sure they don't call it a DC, but...
Yeah.
Would it not be under the skill section?
I am just going to check.
What is DC stand for?
Difficulty class.
There we go. Maybe you're right. Maybe you.
What was that about?
There's a key.
Alright. Using perception tests. Unless a character specifically takes an observe in detail action, to perceive, they suffer minus two dice.
Okay.
Perception test modifiers. Distracted. Well,
I'm based on size here.
Alright. Item event is hidden. Micro or silent. Small, micro, normal, or large.
Micro.
They're micro.
They're micro.
Threshold is 4, so you need 4 successes.
Okay. So one of the guards says, as you're flying by, says,
hey, Lieutenant,
I think I just heard a drone. Yeah, northwest corner.
Oh, phew, you're in the southwest corner.
you send your bots to distract them and walk into the back.
Damn it, I knew I should have sent in one of the gun drones.
Lieutenant?
I'm sure they won't have time to replace the security.
Yeah, that's in like another 10 days.
Or even move the bodies.
Keep killing everyone they find.
As soon as they go on to say,
people stop applying.
It'll be like an infiltration video game. Like, you kill one of the guards, his buddy patrols, like, steps over him. Nothing here.
So what do you do?
I attempt to hide my drone.
Okay.
I thought you turned to offline mode where it just shoots everything.
I don't think this one has guns.
It'd be awesome to have microguns.
Not sure. I think that'd be more damage.
No, so I think it might.
So do you like fly it away? Do you fly it up? Do you fly it in the building?
I fly it in the building. Like, is there furniture and stuff in there yet?
You don't know. You're not inside yet.
Well, there was old gates from last time and everything. Remember?
Yeah, yes. I'll fly it inside.
You just kind of keep going.
There's the mob boss petting his cat in there.
Watching as the mob flies in.
Yeah, the cat will be like, right? Meow. All right.
So you fly in and see one of the security guys come in, look around. Yeah, I got nothing here. Not that I would see it anyway, but I got nothing here.
Okay, Skippy, you would see nothing.
So one of those guys got a lucky ass roll.
Yeah. I'm just gonna plant it in one of the old games, like crawl inside the machinery and turn it off for now.
Actually, the old games have been cleared away.
Oh.
There are... You came in on the first floor?
Yeah.
So there are...
There's an interesting thing. Oh.
You said working in the evening?
Yes.
Near... the elevator shaft. There are some open crates. On the side of the crates is a big stamp of Ingram Securities.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Do you want to do a quick knowledge check for me?
Sure. What am I rolling?
Knowledge Security Companies plus intellect.
You know, throwing up your guts yesterday and then eating five cupcakes today is not a good idea.
But cupcakes are delicious.
Logic plus knowledge security companies.
Logic it is.
Ooh, hang on.
Three successes.
Wow. Ingram is a heavy weapons manufacturer. We're talking like standing weapon platforms and, you know, huge heavy bots and...
Well, I'm taking a look at that box.
The box is empty.
Well, fuck.
There are several of those boxes.
Huh.
I'm going to hide that drone in one of the boxes and switch it off.
Okay.
They're probably going to clear out an empty box pretty quick. I'd hide it, like, up in the corner.
Like a
in the
vent
shadow.
Or something?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Plenty of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like air vents and shit.
But yeah, I mean, this place has been cleared out. It's obviously going to be used for the event. You might want to check the elevator shaft where the boxes were unpacked.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. I'm gonna come back. They're just on alert right now, so I'm just stashing it.
Okay. I mean, you can even stash it like in the runner of the elevator. I mean.
Yeah, I leave my hotel room, knock on, what's the mercenary's name? Well, we have a bunch of them. What's this? You, John, what's your character's name?
Aurelian.
I'm more of a mercenary than he is, but...
Okay, yes, assassin, mercenary. Aurelian, I just pound on his door.
I open the door.
Yep, I'm out.
Oh?
Yeah, they have an entire truckload of Ingram hardware.
Really? I kind of blink at you.
You hear through your door, Ingram Hardware.
Work? What's the knowledge required for that?
Logic plus knowledge security companies or arms or...
It's because I have firearms design, I have gun trim yet, sure. Engineering.
Yeah, roll whatever's your best on those.
So, logic plus gun trivia. I need two more dice.
Don't take the glued together ones.
Damn it!
Well, that could be two ones.
One, two, three.
Yeah, good enough.
Good thing ones don't cancel out anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like all my other ones were.
Oh, well, I guess you could keep something at your pool.
So?
Yeah, so Ingram Securities. Heavy, heavy stuff.
Do I know anything further, though? Like, are they more guns or are they more drones?
They're
or...
guns.
They're
just... automatic firing platforms. They're also, you know, like, patrol bots and...
How well, like, are they extremely well made, like...
Yeah, they're good stuff.
Yeah.
So they're, like, spare no expense.
Can't you just shut them down?
Well...
Yeah, I'll just use my magic wand.
I was just gonna say, I know how to... I know their design, I know... Engineering, I can probably disassemble one pretty quick.
You can hack, though, right?
I can do some hacking. Just surveillance devices.
Oh. Maybe we shouldn't have this conversation in the hallway. Yeah. Well, I was just, I guess, thinking to myself, since you're not there.
I can just imagine me peek out with her tied to the bed. I'm sorry, what's going on?
Well, I'm tied to the bed. No, we have a safety word.
Yeah. You just can't say it.
It's a safety gesture.
Yeah.
When she's tied down, she can't do it.
Safety blink.
The safety word is asparagus and morse.
Yep.
Asparagus, huh?
Actually, that just gets her riled up more.
In one of my creative writing classes, there was a girl who wrote a story about, you know, out there sex, and the safety word was asparagus, and it's always stuck in my head as a really stupid safety
this
word.
This is weird. Well,
you do kind of want something that doesn't normally come up in sex, I guess?
Well, the most common ones I know of are green, yellow, and red, mm-hmm. which is... I'm good, slow down, and stop. Fucking stop.
Yeah.
And it works really well, it's a great...
Yeah, it's a great conversation.
It's a great continuum.
It doesn't completely kill the mood.
Right.
Asparagus!
That's what? My fetish!
Maybe asparagus actually
means... That's actually what he named it.
Maybe asparagus is the green light, because it tends to be, like, green.
Right, right.
And then you, like squash for slow down.
And what, pickle?
No, red
tomato.
Pepper.
Tomato. For.
I hope that sound came through. Are we still recording?
I hope not. Yes.
Oh, damn.
Are you afraid your good name is going to be smeared on the internet?
It's a little late to be wearing
that. At least we're successfully doing something in this adventure. It sure as hell isn't playing Shadowrun. Yeah.
So, what do you guys do?
Oh, quit.
Well, I'm apparently tied to the bed and gagged, so...
Yeah. You sit tight, pretty.
You have a vampire fetish?
Doesn't everybody? Vampire fetish starts here in the 2012 and or 2011 and.
Well, I think there's still sort of some vampire fetish, like when Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The vampire fetish started in 1979 with the publishing of Interview with the Vampire.
I don't know. There are scenes of vampire sex in Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean,
but the big. Right. Vampire movement. I'm sure you've seen the one, the old dude caption, in my day, vampires sucked blood, not cock.
Yeah. Although,
anyway,
Interview with the Vampire was pretty effete, too. I mean...
It was, actually.
But they were seriously monstrous. I mean...
Yeah.
They,
yeah.
They were a bit gimmicky, but they were...
Sparkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't sparkle in the sunlight.
Yeah.
No. That sparkling was burning and crackling. Yeah.
I mean, they were completely amoral. They're psychopaths.
Well, wouldn't you be if you were living there and had to live on the blood of the living?
No, I'd be perfectly well adjusted. I'd be an accountant. That's
right. Yeah, Chris, an accountant. I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how accountants are well adjusted, because I know Chris.
Shadowrun. He's playing it.
Kind of, maybe.
Wait, what are we doing?
Any similarity to the actual rules is entirely unintended.
So, you guys are having a meeting about the fact that there is a heavy artillery present that you weren't expecting.
Alright, so what can we do about this?
What would I roll to
blow up the whole place?
Well, probably not. For the guns and the what I know of their actual, like, firing and everything like that. What would I roll to see how confident I am on how to disable it? I have
the same knowledge check you already rolled. You're fine. You are not a techie.
Well,
what you would have to do
is physically
disable it, and you would have to get to it first, which would require it not shooting at you.
Or at least not hitting.
Right. If you got to it, you could disable it.
Okay. So if you guys can blind it at the very least, or anything of that import, then I could disable it if I can get close to it.
I know some hacking, but it might turn out where it just shoots all the time, then.
I could just set that in the room full of the guests and then just go pick the dead pockets. That works for me.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really need to pick them if they're dead.
I think it's still called picking because
it's going to be looting at that point.
Yeah.
That's what we do in adventure games. We kill dudes and take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure isn't D&D, if so amoral.
Mm-hmm. They are. They really are.
I'm going to go kill sentient creatures and take their shit.
But they're great.
So are some of the characters.
Yes. They're a different shade, though. They don't have the PC aura. Did you guys see the D&D episode of Community?
No.
That just came on. It was actually a good television show about D&D.
Zeppelin Cat is going...
He's not a Zeppelin right now.
He's just being sort of like he's
got
hands.
A gondola. Hot air balloon cat.
There's no basket here.
Oh, I think I see a tummy basket.
Oh, Winston. He's making fun of your loose skin.
Tail flap.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what are you guys doing?
Holding a cat.
Trying to come up with anything, so that's all I got for these particular ones. You didn't get a count on how many?
I just saw boxes. Hold on.
You saw four crates.
Four crates. I flipped my drone back out.
So, are there more than one on each crate, or is there four, or is there four crates, meaning...
Six crates.
Six crates. I'm spacing out. I'm looking through my drone now.
Okay.
crawl into the elevator shaft.
Okay. You have dark vision on that thing?
Not a fucking clue.
Perhaps.
I know I have all right vision. And the thermo vision.
That translates well, right?
You see a black picture and then you're like, yeah, I see it.
Winston, you all go in your tent?
John, can you hand me the book, please?
I don't even know how the fuck I would know. Like, it's not listed anywhere.
Sensors? Optics?
It has a sensor rating of 1.
That's it?
342. I'm looking at 342 and 341 are, like, all of the descriptions of drones.
I wonder if they lame tank cat.
I wonder if they would be... So they all have ammo with them, right? I wonder how easy it would be to go in beforehand, before they're all set up, and unarmor them. Like, take all the ammo. That way they think everything's fine because everything's up and running. But then if they go and shoot anything, it's
Hey. Yeah, I could do that.
How?
Sneak in there before.
That's
for the thing, yeah.
Okay. We may want to do it closer to the time frame, just because they're probably going to keep it, make sure they're up and running, but...
Of course.
I'm sure they're not going to test fire too close to the...
Yes, but how far out are they going to test it? If it's not working when they test it, that's a problem.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said you don't want to go too far out.
Would they actually test it, though?
Yeah. Well, when they first build it, obviously they're gonna test it.
Yes.
But are they gonna do a live fire test at all? I mean, maybe even.
I would. I mean, how do you know it's not jammed or something and gonna blow up or something like that?
Well, probably run a diagnostic, which would have, you know, do you have ammo?
Yeah. But what if we sabotage?
Exactly.
Ammo? Like, just put in blanks or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Orange, we need blanks.
Done.
And I'm sure I can tell them what type of ammo it takes and everything like that after he tells me the type.
Yeah, we need to get in and look at it.
Well, I'm the weapons expert, though. Pretty sure I can tell you just from knowing what kind of bot it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and what kind of guns.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure once I can, you know, get a visual, I can, it's shaped like this and you'll be able to identify. Right now, we just know what company it's from.
That's true.
Well, what I was asking if you could see how good your light sensors is for what you can see.
Not a fucking clue. I don't know how the game works, other than in an infuriating manner.
So I'm going to go ahead and say there's enough light for you to see.
Okay. If there's any former WizKids employees listening, they're probably killing themselves.
You're
taking off his turf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now he's unarmed.
Who's Heechu? Heechu!
Actually, he probably likes it just because he can get in and out easier.
He likes it when it's on its
side. Are you just going into the elevator shaft to look, or are you descending, or...?
I'll start descending, I guess.
Your micros are gone. Hopefully we at least get a glimpse before they die.
Yeah, next time I'll send in the roto drones with HK-227s.
How big is this thing?
Size of a bug, still.
Again.
It hasn't grown.
So, it is flying down.
It actually just crawls.
Oh, it's crawling down?
Yeah.
Okay. And...
I don't think it can fly. It can crawl on walls and ceilings. But...
Roll me your, sensor plus... intuition for perception check.
Just whip around.
That's not good enough. Yeah. For a moment, the sensor looks like it kind of fractures and splits, and then your screen goes dark. You've lost signal.
Lost signal explosively, or...?
Explosively, yes.
They have armed the elevator shaft.
Well, I mean, the drone was destroyed.
Yes, my assumption is they have armed the elevator shaft. Or possibly it was hit by the elevator coming down.
To a crunch!
I need just a general knowledge, intuition. Give me an int check. Whatever the equivalent of an int check is, everybody.
Oh,
the logic.
Just a straight. No, firearms.
No modifier.
No local junkyard knowledge.
Negative.
Two. One success.
Two.
Two.
One.
Two. Your drone just walks through a monowire filament.
Okay.
Well, that might be where they're gonna stash the money. Elevator shaft is a fairly good place to do it. I mean,
or
fairly
at least secure. Up.
Huh?
At least it's up some stories that they're putting it in. Because...
Or they're putting it at the bottom and they're protecting the shaft so nobody can drop in.
Yeah, but you'd think that, like, the first floor, like, someone
well,
can
maybe there's
sneak
a basement
in there.
Or something. I mean, don't old buildings and shit like that have basements?
I don't know, in this area?
What do your blueprints say, Nick? Is there a basement?
Isn't this place in Hong Kong? Yeah.
Why'd she get us a hotel room all the way away from them?
Yeah. We're on the wrong side of the world, guys.
The blueprints say many levels of basement.
Yes. There's 8 sub-basements. There we go, it's on one of those.
Wouldn't that be, like, in the ocean?
Oh, you're allergic to seawater, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little scared of going down there.
I'm fine with going down there.
It's like from Big Trouble in Little China. The elevator goes down and it slowly fills up with water.
What are we doing?
Have you guys seen Seattle's Underground City?
No, that's... I would love to. I have not, but that's not Shadowrun.
That's on the to-do list. We don't know how to play Shadowrun.
Yes, what do you do?
I blow up.
Nick is frustrated.
Grr-pop. Yes.
Okay. Anyone else have any brilliant ideas?
I like the getting blanks and sneaking in there.
If you can keep your nano things away from the elevator shaft, maybe we can catch a glimpse of a guest list somewhere and do some research on the guests, possibly kidnap and or whatever some guests and make
some of
them. Yeah, impersonate them.
Maybe that O'Leary
either
guy.
Either dates
Wait.
Or something.
No. Know who's coming.
Or at least some of the big names.
Well, we don't want to be a big name because everybody
yeah,
recognizes
well, just...
them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not in there?
What?
Oh, you were looking like...
Crap. No, there's something in here that I need to look up.
Is Winston no longer in this tank?
We could... We could also impersonate the help.
I think they'd be more cautious of the help, though. You don't want to be in a position where you're already entrusted. Mm-hmm. It may be easier to infiltrate, but it's, you know, less likely.
No.
Oh, cookie.
Okay, so that actually has an effect on you. So do you guys do anything else tonight?
Probably not.
How many days do we have?
You are on day 6 of 15.
So we have 9 more days?
Yes.
Some more punch.
So, no ideas.
Let's see.
Yeah, I guess let's ask O'Leary for a guest list.
Okay. O'Leary says, give me a day or two. See what I can do.
He doesn't show up again.
Alright, are you guys putting any watches on the building?
I'm not. I'm sure someone competent is.
Maybe
someone
with drones
one of those
should put a drone out to observe.
I don't have any drones.
He was referring to me. It was subtle.
Yes. I'm a subtle guy, what can I say?
Hey, I have some Ingram tech in my drones. I don't know what it does. Sleep regulator. Where are the guns?
Way at the beginning of items.
Here, Nick. So, do we have any type of watch on the...
Can we go in with guns blazing yet? I mean, that's obviously what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're just going to kill everybody and take it.
Or more likely die. Yeah. Kill some people and die.
Almost as good.
And we got back with the car.
Nick is frustrated.
You know, before we do this, we could just spend all of the loot on, like, an army of drones for Nick.
Maybe what we should do is spend all of the loot and then just disappear.
You are limited by the funds that your fixer currently has available.
I just keep telling them, sorry. Yeah, we need some plane tickets and stockpile of goals.
Wait, aren't you allergic to that?
Yes, but I love it. It's a forbidden fruit.
You lick it and then go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
He licks it on the way to the hospital.
That's why I have knowledge hospital rats.
It's like, hey, I'm near a hospital.
I'm trying to figure out what this weapon does. It's an Ingram White Knight. Here we go. That's cool. Holy shit, that still tells me nothing.
Well, really?
When you're looking for a good bang for your buck, the White Knight is your kind of gun. It's equipped with a detachable folding stock and an integral gas vent system that provides 5 points of recoil compensation and cannot be further upgraded.
Well, the crate that thing arrived in when you got it looks awfully familiar.
Okay.
There were two of those.
Can I see it real quick?
Self out. Let's see. On one of my drones. Or, really, I have two drones with Ingram White Knights. With two belts of 100 rounds of explosive ammo for each. Yeah, I have four gun bots. I'm thinking bloodbath.
Yeah.
Maybe we should send all your gun bots in first.
Fuck no. I value them more than I value you guys.
What'd I
miss? Nothing.
Nick getting frustrated.
Yeah, Nick being frustrated.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot. I found out that I have some Ingram tech on some of my gun bots.
Some what?
Some Ingram guns on a gun bot.
Alright, so, I'm assuming that somebody competent sets up a watch and you see a van arrive early in the morning.
If only we had one of those.
Someone confident?
Yes.
Yes, a van arrives at the building across the street early in the morning.
If we make point by characters for this, I'm thinking I might take incompetence in every skill. I'd have so many points.
Yeah.
Anybody doing anything with this van?
Watching it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it doing?
Are you just watching it? Or are you checking its electronic cargo manifest?
I walk over and fuck the exhaust pipe.
I will see what type of van it is.
How? So you can either watch them unload it, or you can try and hack its manifest to see what's on it.
I was just gonna watch them unload.
You're a hacker. Hack.
I'm not gonna be successful at it.
We're not successful at anything. It doesn't stop us from feebly attempting.
What is hacking's thing? Attribute.
Knowledge. Well, which one are you using?
The skill called hacking?
I think it's logic.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You're killing me.
I don't know why it couldn't have put its attribute next to it on the fucking character sheet, the pre-made character.
Yeah, on a pre-made, you think that would...
Well, I assume they're thinking we're going to, you know, look it over a little bit before we just copy
it. But they have, like, 100 pages of fluff before anything.
Yes. I get the impression they actually don't want me to read this book. There's 10 pages of fucking story before the table of contents.
Yeah.
Who does that? Yes, it's logic.
So I'm gonna...
Didn't we complain about the same thing with Eclipse Space?
Yes. And yet books keep doing that. Front-loading bullshit fiction.
Well, it's the same company that made the two.
Don't they not exist anymore?
Those still exist.
WizKids?
No, this is Catalyst.
Are you sure? It's... This character sheet is copyright WizKids. Shadowrun is a registered trademark of WizKids.
Yeah, WizKids, Inc.
Okay. If you look at the book, it has Catalyst as the imprint. Before that, it was FanPro. Or it was Catalyst, and now it's FanPro. One of the two.
Okay, so I'm going to hack into that. I got 2 successes for hacking.
Okay.
The manifest lists...
Ingrams.
Various carnival games, decorations, a sound system for a band, and security cameras.
Security cameras, yeah. A hand toss game.
Shadowrun was developed and published by FASA until early 2001 when they closed its doors and it was transferred to WizKids. WizKids licenses the RPG rights, originally to FanPro, who are already publishing the German version, and currently to Catalyst Games. WizKids itself produced an unsuccessful collectible action figure game based on the property, called Shadowrun Duels.
I've never even heard of that.
Apparently
it was very unsuccessful. Woo, RPG history.
WizKids is gone now, so who owns it now?
WizKids isn't gone.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They shut down.
No, they declared bankruptcy, which is not the same thing as gone.
So they just declared bankruptcy, but they're still around.
Okay, so carnival games, security cameras.
Okay, Top shut down WizKids operation in November of 2008. The company was then purchased in September 2009 by NECA, which I've never heard of. National Entertainment Collectibles Association. So it was shut down.
Okay.
And now it was...
Then it was bought by another company.
And apparently it's doing relatively well again.
Oh, good. I guess.
Yeah.
Although...
You're not
I'm not
impressed.
Happy with them at the moment.
So what are we doing about this van and this heist?
She was hacking the van.
It has carnival games and security cameras, basically.
I mean,
and a sound system for a band.
So exactly the shit we expected.
Yes.
Can we bug the security cameras before they load it or before they install them, so that as they install them, they can't tell anything's wrong? Just that we get their security.
That's a really good idea.
Hey, guess who has hacking surveillance devices?
Should I try
and
that?
You say you can't play these characters because you don't have these ideas.
Well, my character can't even say that. She's not really a security kind of person. She's a, you take your goddamn orders and you go to the front line.
I hadn't even thought of that. Come on.
So, shall I try hacking into these cameras?
I think that the only thing useful on there is the security cameras, so let's do something to them.
One success!
Oh. Did you glitch? No, it's more than half, right? Okay. Yeah.
One success is not good enough to beat the firewall.
Sad.
I rolled so many dice!
So poorly.
Alright, what else are we doing today? Are you guys going to try and sneak in? Your blanks have been delivered.
I don't know.
I think I'm just going to start cutting myself.
If we say sneak in and send in 4 gun bots with explosive rounds, is that still sneaking?
Hey, maybe we could use those as a distraction so we don't have to be so sneaky.
Once everyone's dead, it'll really free us up.
Is sneak an active skill?
Yes.
Damn.
I have stealth.
I have dodge.
There are two of them. One of them that I'm... And yeah, I'm only going to be using infiltration.
What type of bonus does your chameleon suit give you?
It subtracts 4 dice from the perception pools of anything that tries to see me.
Okay, so yeah, you can. You might want to go in there and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's your job.
Yep, that's your job.
I need D4.
And can you try hacking without?
I think you can try. Well, can't you do all the attributes on anything?
Yes.
So it would be logic.
I'm tempted to try hacking
Do you own a comlink with software good enough to hack?
I own a comlink that has software. I don't know.
I have a control rig and a touch link and a data jack, and I don't know what you need to try hacking.
You said minus...
4.
4 dice?
4 dice.
And what's your sneak? I assume it's an opposed roll.
Yeah, it's an opposed roll. I roll 7 dice.
Roll it.
Or, I'm sorry, I roll 9 dice.
Roll those 9 dice.
All ones.
If you get caught, we disavow all knowledge of you.
Okay.
At least one success.
2 successes.
You're good enough. He only got 1 success.
Okay.
Alright, wait. So someone should have given me something to perhaps turn off these machines before I start messing with them physically.
Perhaps your drone rigger could be of assistance with that. Yeah. As you
go. You have an open comm link. I mean, why don't you just talk him through it?
Or once you get there, you can ping it to get its IP and hack it remotely.
Yeah.
I'm not a hacker, but fuck it, I'll give it a go. Well, that's not my life.
Well, that's what drone rigging riggers do. They hack through drone software.
But he's not a hacker.
He can't hack it. He can build them and maintain them.
Well, we have a hacker to do this, then.
I don't really hack very well.
Well, but you have hack security systems, right?
Surveillance devices.
Good enough.
Yeah.
So I can get my other 2 dice there, then?
It's a specialty. Yeah, for surveillance devices. You could still hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 2 dice for hacking, and then 4 for logic.
Yeah, I have electronic skill group, which does not include hacking.
Alright, I take my huge-ass bag of ammo, I'm assuming.
It's like Santa sneaking down and shooting with a bag of ammo. Yeah. Only all in black and carrying blank shots.
Yeah.
It's just blank like shots.
Looks like coal for mercenaries.
So, you are going down a blank corridor that looks like it's ready to be painted and decorated, and like kind of bare plywood walls, and it opens up into what used to be the gaming floor.
I don't understand why they didn't just rent out a hotel, like, you know, area, and then set up a carnival.
Alright, well, I will attempt to perceive anything that could harm me.
Okay.
Should I perceive?
They already have unmarked, untraceable gold, silver, and platinum. They need to launder it.
Yeah.
Well, in case it gets dirty.
Yes. These were successes.
3
successes.
Okay. You don't see anything.
Looks clear.
Looks clear.
We'll remember your father.
Yeah.
Perhaps in song.
I tiptoe down the hall.
Because really you're a bard at heart.
Okay. It opens up into a cleared area of the gaming floor, what used to be the gaming floor, and it's ready to have stuff installed. What's notable is that there have been holes drilled into the concrete of the floor that go down.
How big are the holes?
About yay wide.
That's for the money to get deposited straight into the safe so that nobody's inside.
Yeah, where are they?
You say your character can't do this stuff.
My character can't. I can.
Are they just everywhere?
Yeah. There's probably about...
Yeah, they're going to set up a tube system.
They're along 2 of the walls. They're clustered along 2 of the walls
so
in the center of the...
They're going to have the gaming on top of those, and as you
Wouldn't
pay
it be
for
great
it, it'll go straight
if we could just make the tubes go somewhere we want them to go?
I mean, like, they didn't fly?
No, if someone had magic, they might be able to do that.
I can at least send a drone down one of the tubes so we can see the inside of the safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem being is that's one thing that they're going to test right before, I'm almost positive. They're going to make sure that that's going to be okay.
Yeah, but if
the drone's safe.
Being able to see inside the safe could potentially be...
Because they'll open it and maybe they'll show us where it's located from it being open, who has access to it.
Also, knowing exactly where it is going to be helpful.
Do your drones, they have a... I'm wondering if you can have like a drone drop off like a beacon or something that will tell us if they move the money so that maybe we can just follow it after it's gone. That way there's not quite as much...
I don't know, I think there'd be a lot of
security. Just steal it in transit?
Yeah, exactly! Yeah,
that'll fuck up Chris.
I have plans for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little less secure that way.
I don't know if it'd be less or more, because a lot of times if you're moving large sums of money, you get more security.
I know a car thief who could hack that armored car.
Yeah, don't all the cars operate on electronic automatic navigation?
Which is why I was a bad, bad car thief. Because I had no electronic skill whatsoever.
Yeah. Yep. Just fucking hack the car's automatic driving system and drive it somewhere.
I'm sure there's going to be a huge firewall, and we don't have a hacker good enough for that.
Well, it's all about your hacking programs, too.
Let's build a car. If we can find out what car they're moving.
Oh, I can build cars like that.
Yeah.
There is not a car that I don't know how to build.
The two of us have ridiculous mechanic skills. If we can find out what model of car they're using, we can build one from scratch that we have complete control over.
But are we going to be able to find out before they move it? And give you enough time to do it?
Hopefully.
I don't think we would.
Also, I have a car shop.
Well, that's all great, but if you don't see the car you need to make until the day you need
and
to
also,
be done.
Alright, well, I'm not there for any of this discussion, I'm going to proceed with
the first one.
I so wish I were a character there right now to make a suggestion.
Can you chameleon cars the same way you're changing your outside? I mean, if we could just build an internal frame and then throw some sides on it.
Maybe. That would be up to our...
Well, I think it might be up to the game rules on whether or not you can disguise cars.
I don't know.
What does a chameleon suit do? I need the flavor text on this one.
Even though that, I mean, we can presume it's some sort of van. We have vans.
I was
going
to say,
we have armor.
A full body suit made from some kind of polymer is supported by a sensor suite that scans the surrounding and replicates the images at the proper perspectives, providing the wearer with chameleon abilities. Applies a -4 dice pool modifier to perception test
really
to
good
see
for getting
the
away, too. You load it into the wrong car, drive down the street, change what the car looks like.
Also armored for additional...
And protection. Armored.
Right. Well, we have armored vans.
Yeah, we have two armored vans.
Yeah.
We could just get a bunch of those clothes and, like, tape them to the...
I think it was kind of hard to get
this. Disguise the van as the safe. Yes!
You could do that.
Awesome.
You could get a drone with a cargo bay and disguise it as the safe.
So all we need to do is make sure we have spies or bots in the tube system to see where it leads so that we know where to put the safe or the bot.
Right, as we need to build this thing.
And
note, you're also going to have to move the safe they install.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if you can move the safe they install without them noticing,
you're an excellent thief.
Well, we have to move the safe they install
before money is in it.
Yeah, that's
going
to be
a lot easier.
When there is money in it.
Well, so first thing to do in that situation is find out where the safe is.
Yeah.
Well, you're on your.
Yeah. Well, and what kind of safe? It's going to be so that we can start building it to look like it.
Alright, so I still am unclear on how we're doing this, because I'm sure when I put my hands on the thing, my chameleon suit is going to be less effective.
Well, that's...
Oh, right, turning off this.
Oh, wasn't I going to try hacking?
Yeah, enjoy.
So I get up there,
So, you go where?
I'll proceed around the room clockwise, just hitting all the... Are they just clearly visible standing there, or mounted into the ceilings?
We haven't seen the guns.
The guns? We haven't seen them yet.
Oh, so they're not in here.
They're not in this room, no.
They're probably down in the safe.
Yeah, they're probably down on the route to the safe. Yeah, they're probably around where the safe is, not around where people will be playing games.
So what leads out of here?
The way you came and the elevator shaft.
I will go up to the elevator shaft.
I'm wondering if the room of the safe is big enough.
I will free fall down the shaft.
If we move, okay, if we can find a way to move the original safe over, put chameleon suits over it to make it look like a wall, and then put ours in place of it, that way we never have to get rid of it, we don't have to carry a safe anywhere, and also we can move it back so that they don't even know it's gone until we're gone. How does that strike you?
Yeah, but we're going to need another chameleon suit, and I don't believe they were easy to come by.
Yeah.
You guys are on day 7.
But I sort of like the idea if we can disguise their safe so that they never know.
Exactly. Because I'm sure us lugging a safe up the stairs is going to be fairly noticeable.
Hey, I'm in here with a huge bag of ammo.
Of blank ammo?
Yeah.
How much money are we talking here in weight? Like, it's gold and platinum, right? But I have no idea what the value is.
They're armors.
No. Yes. They are gold and platinum and ebony cred sticks, which is the rating of the cred stick. They are also colored that color, but...
So, we're talking fairly light here.
Yes. We are talking gold-colored plastic.
Significantly less heavy than gold.
Maybe...
Or silver or platinum.
Might be another option to, if we know it kind of safe, to, if we can find a way down there in the meantime, to put a trap door in the safe.
I was just thinking the same thing. A false bottom on the safe.
Or a false top. Yeah. It would look up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, false top or bottom.
Not that any of this, anybody is talking, can tell John this while he is in.
Oh yeah, he's
he has a comm link.
He's
dead. Stop talking, guys.
Yeah, we could do a video conference.
Stay focused. Yeah.
Thanks for doing all that, John.
We decided
we don't need to do it after all.
No, it's a good idea.
We're still gonna have to get in there at some point and we don't want to be shot when we do.
Yeah, that's an in case of emergency. If they start shooting, we're okay.
Yeah. Alright. So
we can pretend we're gods.
Girl.
Okay. you're going.
I'm what?
Okay. How are you going down the shaft?
Free fall.
Number.
Let's see how this ability works. I'm going to use my magic to augment my strength.
Okay.
You're magic.
Yes.
He's an adept.
Okay.
He's a gunslinger adept.
Why have you not mentioned this before?
Because all it does is physical. It doesn't do any, like, magic.
So he just augments himself.
Yeah,
he just makes himself better.
I have multiple initiatives and stuff.
Yeah, he took lane magic.
Don't think it's lame when he's flying down that elevator shaft, now will you?
Yeah.
I won't see it. So yeah, I'll still think it's lame.
Oh, that's not very long at all. I thought these would last longer.
We can put a tube system in the bottom of the safe to tube it out. We see your tube system and raise you another.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, if there's sewers or pipes or anything running underneath, we could literally have a vehicle underneath the entire building.
Yep.
Just drop it, it goes into their safe, falls through the floor of their safe, and into a waiting vehicle.
Yeah. I could build that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, you could.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to try and augment my strength to make myself climb better.
Okay.
How does that work exactly?
So, I have an attribute boost ability and magic ability. Every hit I roll increases my strength by 1.
Okay.
No hits.
No.
Did I jinx you?
No.
You got 1.
Okay, you got 1.
2.
Okay.
2 successes.
So you're climbing down the elevator shaft.
Alright, so, yeah, that's...
What about that net thingy?
Four and four.
Is that good to crawl down?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
My legs!
Yes, exactly what position are you crawling down in?
Yes.
Crotch first.
Really, he's like, has a rope and he's doing this.
Yeah, like the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, like ass and crotch first.
This is an elevator, right?
Elevator shaft.
There's no cable?
There's probably a cable, yes.
Sure. Down the cable.
Shimming down the cable?
Yeah.
So legs, feet, or
crotch first.
You just lost half your foot. As you hit a monowire filament.
So there's no perception check to see?
It is
invisible.
A molecule.
Also, this time, they have invisible stuff like that. That can sense.
It is a molecule-wide filament.
I wish I'd known that I wouldn't be able to perceive them in any realistic way.
You didn't roll any perception looking for them, either.
Well, you know that perception's passive, right?
Sure, but you didn't tell me you're looking for them. You didn't say you have anything to deal with them.
Well, but if it's passive, he doesn't have to tell you.
Yeah.
There's something there. You should roll.
Okay, your character would know that you cannot see these.
And also knows that it's already there.
Yes, how are you dealing with them?
All right.
Drop a boulder!
I don't think that would do anything but cut the boulder.
Yeah.
But it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Also, just by carrying that huge boulder in with
him. Yeah, that huge boulder he brought in with
him. What do I have? Well, let's say I knew about this, so I brought a whole bunch of twine or something, like little ribbons.
My personal suggestion. You get a bottle of monofilament dissolver.
I didn't know
they
had that.
That exists.
How do you cut monofilament?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Chemically.
How they do that.
What you need is solvent. Yes. You get a bottle of solvent and you spray the elevator shaft down with it. Essentially hose it down.
And of course, we should have all realized that.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you would deal with monowire filament. So let's say you did that.
Okay.
Instead of losing a foot.
Yeah. I like that idea.
You should, if you didn't know what monowire filament is, you should have asked.
I knew what it was. I figured I'd be able to make a perception test or something and see them.
And somehow go around them.
And yeah.
Okay.
Also, presumably just shimmying down the center cable. I mean, does it hack up the elevator every time it goes up
and
down?
Well, it's probably like...
I don't think...
Isn't
the casino closed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so
been an abandoned...
So they're not using the elevator at all?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All the event is taking place on the first floor.
Are there stairs?
Yes.
Okay.
That weren't in this room? Because you said the only ways out were...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. There are also stairs.
Oh, by the way, there's the invisible death trap elevator shaft. Any other way out? No.
Oh, the stairs.
You're dead. You should have taken the stairs.
Well, it was actually an escalator, but it was
awesome.
Broken. So
I'm sorry. That is my fault. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Okay. Seeing as how I knew what happened to his drone.
Uh-huh. Are you taking the stairs instead?
Then again, I do know what's there, and
great.
Since now I have this bottle of monofilament dissolver, maybe I'll go with the evil we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you spray down, are you spraying just down, or are you spraying up?
I don't really intend to go up.
Okay.
I think spraying a dissolvent straight off my head
it goes into your eyes! Ah!
Yeah.
Perception, please.
Peeing into the wind.
Only if you are peeing acid.
Well, we do, actually.
Yeah, it's
acid.
It's
acid,
isn't it?
Slightly acid.
Uric acid, I believe.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Being in urine and all.
Yes. But I don't think you're pissed with the monofilament.
Four successes.
You'd be surprised.
There are several guns above you and below you.
You're pretty protective of that elevator shaft, aren't you?
So is it a mist? Depends on how you do it.
Yeah. Oh, he just, you know, eats it out.
I just drank a bunch of it before we left. I figured that would work.
So you should probably put those guns and put some links in them if you can reach them.
Yeah. How far up are they?
So, assume you have a spray bottle much like that that can do stream, mist, whatever you want.
So you're going to have it on Winston or water plants?
Yeah. It's a couple tens of meters up the shaft.
Okay. Spray, shimmy up the wood blade.
Okay.
Spray.
Yeah. You could probably also get a sensor that would register monowire filament for you.
Or just throw something up there.
Right. That's why I wanted the twine.
Yeah.
Which was a really good idea. Throw pebbles down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you get up to the guns, which have no blinking lights or such on them. And have not yet shot you. So...
You assume welcome. Your hacker did her job?
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're just stoned in bed.
I'm just covered in cocaine, playing in bed.
You come back, good job on getting those guns. Wow.
Yeah, damn.
I can only do it when I'm coked out.
Alright.
You actually don't know how you do it.
Switch out their ammo.
And you switch out their ammo successfully. I assume you go down to the guns below in the shaft as well and do that?
Yes, while spraying.
Oh, those ones I didn't deactivate.
Well, I still get to sneak. Maybe.
Do they have ammo in them already?
Yes.
Okay.
They are not live, but they are armed.
Okay. Let's hope they don't check the system.
Well, it would say it had.
We just do it again.
That's true.
Come back in and check like the day before.
Yeah, but then they'd be pretty well alerted.
Well, they're already going to be, hey, where'd all our mono wire go?
Well, I don't think they're just going in like, yep, still there.
when they check their guns, they're going to come in from a top floor and go down and come in from the basement and go up. Mm-hmm. The mono wire is there for somebody who is trying to access either from above through the elevator. Yeah.
Or below, up. Right?
Well, no, coming down through the elevator shaft.
Because they're going to be on the first floor. They don't care.
Or if they plan on taking the safe out through the elevator shaft, yeah, either way, it's going to fuck them up.
Yeah. All right. So, switch out the ones at the bottom.
Okay.
How many floors did I go past while getting to the bottom?
None yet.
Oh, okay.
That's between the first floor and the basement.
Oh, okay. Let's go down to the basement.
Okay. You successfully go down to the basement. The doors on this level are shut. I don't know.
I don't think you can lock elevator doors.
Sure you can.
Yeah. All
right. I don't think they actually lock, though.
Well, they have a safety feature, I'm sure,
yeah.
Where
you
they
can weld them.
But you can certainly lock them yourself, or make them lock.
Yeah, let's open it.
Okay.
Or, I'm sure there's no alarm.
Yeah.
There couldn't be, right?
Not set up yet.
They're just lazy.
Yeah. So, I look for anything on the elevator doors. Like, you know, a bomb or something.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
You don't see any bomb.
Okay.
They're on the outside. You couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You open the door, and you see some packing crates for the guns.
Okay.
And there are four desks and chairs.
Counted chairs.
An open crate. Or, I'm sorry, a sealed crate.
Ooh, present.
What's in door number one? Elevator shaft?
This is the bottom of the elevator shaft, by the way.
Okay.
The tubes from above have obviously come through the ceiling here, and there are tubes here that filter over into a hole in the floor.
So
like
it goes
a
down
shaft
again.
In the floor.
Okay.
So it goes down further.
I'm sorry, no. The elevator shaft does not end here. It keeps going down.
Oh, okay.
So the tubes actually filter into the elevator shaft here.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't think a lot of, you know, Washington buildings had basements.
It's a casino.
So
that's where all the offices are and the maintenance offices. And
yeah.
So the elevator doors were already open?
No, it's actually been... The elevator door's been cut.
Okay.
It goes through.
Okay, well, rather than getting off here then, I will continue down.
Okay.
Using the motto wire dissolver.
Okay. You come to a sub-basement, and the elevator shaft opens to, we'll call this the west side, and the tubes actually come through the top of where the door is on the east side. So they've actually cut out the back wall of the elevator shaft for these tubes to come
through. This might be easier than I think.
So it's going into another building? Or...
It's going somewhere outside of the casino.
Can I follow the tubes?
No, it's pretty closely.
It's like that big.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the size of... Well, a little bit bigger than like a normal drinking glass, kind of.
Yeah, if you were a house cat, you could probably get through this.
Yeah, John,
they
might
have
house cat.
Yeah,
if only
they
had tiny drones that could save down these tubes.
Yeah.
A house cat might have some trouble.
Can you...
Think like a bank teller tube.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can you get a copy of what the tubes look like? Or can you bring one of the tubes with you?
Yeah.
I'll rip out a section.
Yeah,
of the
no
tube.
One knows that.
Not the tube, I'm sorry, the containers.
Yeah, the tube container.
Oh, did I see any? Well, I didn't open the door.
You didn't open that door.
Okay. So I go up and open the door.
Okay. You see desks and crates.
Do I see any tubes?
No.
Potentially? Like, no.
There's that one unopened crate, though.
Right.
Could right. be a safe, it could be tubes.
Go in there, Indiana Jones style.
Could be Ebola monkeys.
It could be vampire bats.
Could be exactly what we need.
What are the chances that I'm going to give you exactly what you need on a
could
one shot?
Could be all of the money.
Yes! It was a pay in advance thing.
Yeah.
They had to exchange it for tokens before they could
play. Hear anything.
I'm sorry, say again.
I listen at the crate.
No, you don't hear anything.
Not at all.
Well, they are, they're sedated.
They're already, they're dead, Ebola monkey.
They forgot to feed their pets.
Don't eat them.
I just open it to a horrific scene of animal cruelty. These monsters. Alright, open the crate.
Okay. You find a crate full of riot gear.
Oh.
Armor and riot guns and helmets and shields. And...
Riot gear, huh?
No,
That's interesting. Perhaps they plan a show. Maybe that's how they'll get the money out. Is they'll pretend to bust it.
Oh, for a second I thought you were gonna be like strippers.
I don't
know. Like riot gun strippers?
Usually you have to wear something in order to hide it to get out. I don't want to know where you're stealing that money.
I take pictures.
Okay. Well, easily done.
Right here.
Good enough that we can fabricate our own suits to look identical.
Yeah. If they're planning on doing a fake bust, then that'll be really easy.
Yeah.
You just get rid of the people doing the fake bust and do a faker bust.
Fake bust.
Does it look like police issue?
No.
Okay.
Does it look like any specific type?
I mean, it has a brand, but it's important, I'll manufacture a brand for
it. It's
you.
Not like there's a specific organization.
No. It doesn't have like logos on it or anything.
Mm. Seattle PD.
Right. Nor does it have Seattle Mafia staff.
I'm sorry, I'm official Seattle Mafia. You're gonna have to
it has SM on it.
Yeah.
S&M.
Maybe they're planning strippers.
What else is in here?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Desks and chairs and empty crates and a full crate.
I mean, those clear shields.
And stairs going down.
I close down the full crate.
After they finish their tubing system, and maybe we can find a way to cut into their tubing system and hide it, but make it mechanical to where we can open ours And if we, that way, you know, they can't detect it beforehand, but once they start running things through, we can open our little side one.
So like a diversion
channel?
Yeah.
Well, either that, yeah, so it can like shoot to wherever we want it to go.
So John,
that might be interesting.
Continuing along.
I climb back up and leave.
Too many ideas for you?
You said I went basically all the way down.
Right.
The shaft, right?
Right. There was another level of open door.
But the pneumatic tubes went back through the wall behind me, right?
Uh-huh.
You might as well explore it if you're being sneaky now.
The elevator isn't against the back wall of the building.
Oh. Okay. So I open up the... go back down.
You see what is obviously a maintenance hallway.
I go
like
down.
Just concrete bare walls and like water pipes and.
I go down.
He bends. You should be taking pictures the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure he's broadcasting this right to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, video feed.
Yeah.
Your map. What the hell is this? I look at your blueprints and look at the screen. You can realize it says Hong Kong on top, right?
Okay. This corridor.
Artistic license.
This corridor is only about 10 meters long. It ends at a blank wall over to your right and takes a corner around the elevator shaft to the left.
A blank wall?
Yes.
Alright. Let's continue on around the corner.
Alright, roll initiative. Oh.
Sneakily.
This continues about 15 meters. And there is a door on your left, and about a meter past that, it takes a left around the corner.
I listen at the door.
Okay. You don't hear anything.
Okay. I continue on. I'm looking for those pneumatic tubes.
They could be behind the door.
Okay.
Could be in a room, John. They're not going to be, like, piled in the hallway.
Well, no, I'm looking for the tubes.
Well, the tube system.
Yeah,
but it doesn't go here.
Could be in the...
You come around the corner, and you see what is the bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
Like, what would be the understair storage area?
Gotcha. Like, door systems, like Harry Potter's room in the movies?
Well, I mean, there's not a door on it, but yes, that's exactly what it would look like, except it's all cement and steel.
Oh, okay.
Because this is, you know, an industrial area, but...
So there's no... it's not a room beneath the stairs.
No, but it would be used for storage.
Oh, okay.
Or it could be.
Like, yeah, I mean, this is where you would shove, you know, the projectors when they're not being used, and the chairs when they're not being set up.
So it's just sort of stairway, empty space.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, good enough. Let's look in there. Is there anything?
No, it's that's exactly it.
It's sort of just like it's like a hallway with stairs.
Okay. Like you're looking at the bottom of a staircase, literally.
Oh, okay. Oh, from behind the stairs.
Right.
You're underneath the stairs, yeah.
Yes, like Harry Potter's bedroom.
Only without the door.
Right.
Okay.
I was gonna say that's a very geeky reference of you, by the way.
I turn around and go back to that door.
Okay.
Let's look in there.
Okay, it's locked.
I have a lockpick. I don't know how it works.
You also have the book.
You're a terrible thief. Or a spy master.
You start tossing the lockpicks at it, see if that works.
Like eventually, one of them will land in their correct room.
This is a physical lock, not an electronic lock.
Yeah. This is an auto lockpick or like a police gun type thing is what I'm assuming.
It works.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
So the tubes come out of the... In this room, the tubes come out of the back of the elevator shaft and kind of end about 2 meters off the floor.
Where the safe would be?
Where the safe is going to be.
But there is no safe there.
There's no safe there.
Just so you guys know, it's 4:45.
Yep.
Well, John's done his job.
Yeah. Okay. So we found the safe spot.
Mm-hmm.
Is the safe been delivered yet? I haven't seen it. There are probably more rooms that come off the stairs. It might be in one of those. Well, I didn't.
Well, I mean, maybe going up. Yeah. Sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Is there a way to find out planned deliveries or find out if there's been an order put in at this building?
Hacking?
So what you would need to do for that is find the list of every company that would deliver a safe to this area and then go through their manifests.
That sounds very convoluted.
That's the reverse of what you would potentially want to look for. I mean,
right.
That's police legwork that they have, you know, dozens of minor peons to do.
Mm-hmm.
You should get a dozen peons for a
while. I could probably write a program to search through all that for me, right?
Assuming your program has a high enough security to hack all of them, yes.
I could give that a go. Mm-hmm. I've got the electronic skill, which is a big program.
Yep.
Software. Yeah, software.
You can create AIs even to do that kind of stuff.
I have electronics, which includes data search and software.
No, I am sorry, John. The safe is on the second floor.
Oh.
With all the desks.
Oh, okay.
There is a safe there. It's a Secure Box 2069.
What do we know about that?
Is good.
How heavy is it?
Heavy.
That shit is heavy.
So me with my strength of 2 probably
can't. An unaugmented human would not be able to lift this.
Your strength is 2 even with your augment?
No, it's 4.
Okay,
I mean,
power. I was gonna say, the hell?
we're talking Mr. Universe would give himself a hernia trying to lift this.
Yeah, I'm liking that idea of hiding theirs.
Think, like car. Except, you know, the size of a person and not so light.
We could replace it right now since we know what it is.
We need to build whatever we need
to do. Yeah,
we also need to make sure it's really heavy.
Take all the pictures.
Yep, get all the stats. I mean, that's easily done.
Okay, can we see the map now that he's explored this?
Yes, you may.
That would make this a lot easier.
Yes, you may. Note all the shit on the first floor here. It does not.
It's not set up.
Yes. Okay. And this door opens onto the plywood hallway I described earlier.
And this is the
sub basement.
Where the safe is going to be.
The safe is here at the moment.
Well, where the safe is going.
That's where you believe the safe will end up. Yes.
Or wherever.
What's
the
grade?
That's where the safe will be.
Okay.
That's where the tubes come out and terminate.
The big question is, what's under the sub-basement?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Hopefully. Can I try to pull up some city schematics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you may.
Would that be data search?
Yes. Yes, it would.
It's electronics plus logic.
Come on. At least one success.
I got that one for you. I'm not good at this. I don't know why you guys have me on research. I should be good
I don't
at
have
it.
Any of that.
Look how many dice you get to roll and try.
God, you're a bad rigger.
So should I try a logic check?
Yeah. I'll take my 3 dice to hit.
I'll take my four logic dice.
Might be easier.
Wow, dragons are badass.
Yes. Oh! Speaking of which, there's an election campaign on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dunkel's on 4 more years! Dunkel's on 4 more years! Can you feel the heat?
Yeah.
Dunkel's on's a dragon.
I imagine.
He is currently president. Dunkel's on 4 more years.
So how about while I'm sitting there, like, hacking city records, the rest of you can go look?
Roll again. You just tried to hack the city of Renton for some reason. You're looking for Pialop, dude.
You tried to hack Hong Kong.
Yes. much better.
There's 4 this time around.
So you pretty easily managed to get the schematics of the, the sewer system.
Ah.
Beneath and around, as well as the electrical access.
Ooh.
The underground fiber optics and electrical access.
Okay.
Hmm.
And it's directly underneath this? There's a
a tunnel that runs underneath it?
Not directly, but I mean, it's a few meters away.
We could make our little tube.
I can mine.
We can make another little tube system to go directly into the
sewer
system.
Yeah, just a channel.
That would be a lot easier than some of the other stuff.
Okay, we need a sewer boat.
Okay, go. That's you.
I can do aircraft. Maybe a hovercraft?
I don't know how big are those sewers.
Now what we need to figure out is how long it would take you to make this.
I mean, we what need a small flotation device? Fuck, we could probably do this with a rowboat.
You could.
What we need to make sure we can do is get back in there to drill into the safe.
I'm gonna go
and
to
have it connected to the safe without it being obvious that there's a fucking hole in the safe.
I'm gonna go to the local department store and get a inflatable raft.
There you go. We'll just anchor it down.
Oh, hey, look, there's no crafting section.
I still like the trapdoor option. Just because, obviously, we don't want them to know that there's a hole. But it'd be easier just to create a hole, but then have a trapdoor that drops it down, and then it goes down all the way.
Option C, you can actually just steal the entire safe.
That's heavy.
That's more obvious.
Yeah.
Do you care?
Yes.
Getting away, we do. If it pops the air raft and then it kind of just sinks into the sewer and we can't get to it, yeah, there's a problem there.
I mean, ideally, we want them to not notice for as long as possible.
Exactly.
I was thinking maybe you can put some counterfeit money or like a hologram or something, so if they just look.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, hey, there's stuff in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it would be a skill... Where are my skills? Yeah, look, I need to find the table of contents. Too bad it's not at the very front.
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't at the very least have the table of contents.
Yeah, I think it's on page 12. 10. 10? Oh.
Oh, Johnson, replace.
Yep.
That version's cuter.
Yeah, something cuter and furrier.
Not by much, though. Give him a day or two. Just fuck that. Don't do it. It's not your table. It's not your table. Okay. This all my cheeky stuff. How are you? You look so cute when you're pretending to be nice.
When he's getting what he wants. Oh, he'll play with that. He will bat it off the table. Mm-hmm. He's done that with my minis before.
There it goes.
You might
so
be losing a dollar.
We talk about actually using the skills. Aha. Using X. Okay. Technical skills.
I have collected your dot. Yeah.
He's not very good at chasing right now.
He's like, what?
Buddha cat.
He looks like one of those clocks with his tail today.
I want you guys to roll me a combination of your mechanic and droid.
My mechanic skill group?
I think...
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I have aeronautics mechanics and automotive mechanics. And automatics.
I just have mechanic skill group.
Okay.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Basically. So yeah, I assume you guys are essentially
I also have
creating
knowledge auto mechanics.
A droid... Some such a car droid thing that will carry this. So
okay.
I want you to combine your two skill sets to roll it.
Would I be able to also do droid because I have all?
Yeah, whatever's your highest.
Yeah.
Well, so. I have mechanic skill group too.
So yeah, that would be your highest then.
So all of mine.
If we make it fly, I can use my aeronautics. Or it doesn't matter, my automotives is the same. So, yeah. Drive. And what is plus logic?
Yeah, mechanic is logic.
I also have knowledge auto mechanics. I don't know if that would help.
Well, he's saying how long will it physically take you to do it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a knowledge check.
So your mechanics plus your logic.
Give me a plus one, plus two. Yeah, give me plus two dice total.
So
one each.
One each, okay.
I'm shit. What does Edge do? How do
one.
I spend that? I need that.
One dice, I think.
You can increase the number of dice you have, or you can automatically succeed at the lowest level of success, basically.
Yeah, I got one success.
I also got one success. And three loads. Yeah, we're shit.
I only got one.
Is Eclipse Guys a 20 system, or...?
It's a percentile system. The same as Dark Heresy.
I never had Dark Heresy, so...
It's some girl made her ex-boyfriend into a mem, just... flooded websites with pictures of him with ridiculous captions.
Why?
So basically, you have skill ratings between 1 and 99. Right?
Okay, so, no, they're between 1 and 7.
No, we're talking for Eclipse Space.
Oh, okay, well, don't subtract me. So at this point, you can use your edge to either add dice equal to your edge pool or to completely reroll.
Okay, so what is edge?
You have an amount of edge. You have three edge.
I'm gonna re-roll.
How much does it cost?
You can re-roll all of the dice on a single test that did not score a hit.
Oh, that didn't score a hit.
So you keep that one success.
Oh, so you...
Okay, so you have that one success and you roll all
the... Re-roll all the failures. How much edge does it cost?
One.
Much better. Well, slightly better.
I have five successes.
There we go.
So eight total.
She goes, please put down the wrench.
just stop!
Okay.
Just you're demoted to handing me tools.
That's dwarfism, that is.
No, yeah. No. Handing tools is too difficult. Give me something to drink.
Make me a sandwich.
Okay, you have just reached the complex threshold with eight. But it is going to take you a couple days.
What day is it?
We are on day...
Like six or seven, is it?
If it's an extended test, don't you make multiple rolls?
Probably.
So you succeeded?
Yes.
You made your multiple roll threshold in one roll.
Mm-hmm. We're just that good.
But there's no rules on how fucking long it takes.
Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting.
Yeah.
We just need a simple craft that'll run along the sewer system.
Well, I'm thinking if you have two dedicated mechanics who are working, like, day and night on modifying something to make it
And I complain as I'm eating a sandwich, as you guys are, you know, going all crazy, no sleep for days, going, God damn it, I'm starting to feel like I'm not going to get to shoot anything.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I love that we got an assassin, a weapon specialist,
a smuggler
with decent gun skill, and like a gun droid army. We're not going to fire a single shot.
Yeah.
Well, does that mean we're good at being sneaky then?
Yes, that means you guys are doing this very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind the whole going in there and just killing everybody and everything and then taking it thing.
You would not come out alive.
No.
There's no
it's
way.
It's a mob event.
Everybody's going to be armed. Guests are going to be fucking armed.
Plus, this saves us from having to try to figure out combat.
Yes. Yes, it does.
All right. Combat's not very different from the idea, actually.
So, what? Okay.
So, while they're
doing...
So,
built your car.
Yeah, so we're doing that,
well,
but at the same time...
they are building the car. What are you guys doing?
That's what I'm saying, is we need to also build some sort of tube system to do the... How easy would it be to get a hologram that we could...
Do holograms exist?
Yeah.
I don't know, do they?
It's science fiction, they must.
If not, I mean, paint some cred sticks. I mean, they don't have to look that weird.
I mean, you can get fake cred sticks. That is
okay. Yeah, we'll just go to
but how are we gonna put
Lady Orange or whatever the hell her name is.
How are we going to put them in?
Good question.
We dig the hole under the safe. We pull all the real ones into a sack and throw all the fake ones up.
Are we actually cutting through the safe? We could do that, actually. There's a item in here that's basically a little blowtorch.
I thought that's what we were doing. We were building a tube system up and cutting a hole in the bottom of the safe.
That's exactly what I thought we were doing.
I thought there was more room in between where the safe's going to be and where it comes down, so we're not going to be able to exactly reach up and put it in.
We could have a bot do it that's small enough.
Well, are we going to have a bot? Are you going to have time to build a bot that can go up there?
I've got a shit ton of bots already. That's my...
We also still need to find out what their tubes look like, because it looks like their tubes are just going to go straight down there. So all their creds are going to be in tubes. That's what it looked like to me.
Does it matter, though? I mean, if it's all flowing into the safe, I think if we just cut out the bottom...
Well, no. I don't care if we take the tubes, but if we're trying to create the facade that nothing's wrong, they're going to have to be in tubes. Do you get what I was talking about?
Right, when we put the fake money in.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that
there's... It has to look like... I mean, if we just put a random pile in there and be like...
What are you talking about? The pneumatic, like, the big things.
You didn't see any of those.
You know what? There may not even be tubes.
Yeah, it might... Just be air. Just fill it down the hole, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just pneumatic vacuums.
I'm thinking the one at...
Yeah, I'm thinking about, like, with bank tube systems. The ones where it actually sucks them up and...
Yes, but... The tubes are just the delivery system to make sure it doesn't go flying everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that makes more sense. So we'll just have to create a little tube system and then...
Yeah, I was thinking of, like, with banks and, like, Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we can get a small droid just to crawl up the tube and cut a hole in the bottom of the safe.
Winston loves that spot on the couch.
Is cake.
So we should get a...
Also, who doesn't put their index at the very back?
We should get a safe that looks the same and see how long it takes the droid to cut it.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just the same metal.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we should do the safe because what if it has extra safety features to being tampered with? There's some safes that have automatic lock and automatic alert systems if they're being tampered with.
Right.
Yeah, so we should check this one. Does this have, you know...
What are the
Go features? Online, research it.
Yeah.
Put in your real name when you're researching it. Your
I
want to
research this safe.
Yeah.
How to crack open this safe.
This specific
safe. And they're going to safe cracking
And
seminar.
we're also going to...
They have a safe cracking seminar.
Also, we're going to use their Wi-Fi.
Remember, that's your whole cover.
Yeah. That might actually be useful to go and check out.
Do we just ignore it up to this point?
Yeah,
when is the seminar?
Who's gonna talk?
Oh, it's an ongoing contest. It's going on right now.
Okay, so yeah, while they're doing that, I'm definitely checking that out.
Yeah, I mean, even just chat up the sales rep. Like, what are the security features?
Make sure
it's
just...
It's not actually... There's not actually any safes listed in here.
Nice.
I'm going to say that what this safe has is, you know, just your basic reinforced...
steel box kind of thing?
Steel, well, titanium at this point, but yeah. There's an interior Faraday cage.
What's a Faraday?
No signals in or out.
Okay, so you can't... So once
so you
he's
can't
in, he's
hack
not...
the interior computer of the safe from the outside.
Okay, but if his droids go inside, can we not communicate with
signal.
Him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to shoot the money.
There is a perimeter break sensor.
That's the grid.
That's your issue. There's a perimeter break sensor grid controlled by a computer that is inside the Faraday cage.
Which we can't disable because of the electronic field thing.
Mm-hmm. Red sticks are electronic?
They're solid state storage.
What effect would an EM pulse have on solid
None.
State? So we just EM pulse the shit out of that safe.
That's the
so
point
that
of solid state.
So EM pulse the shit out of that safe so it doesn't have the, you know,
the perimeter sensor.
Yeah, the perimeter sensor. and then just take the cred sticks.
Yeah. So does an EM pulse work through metal?
Well, we'd have to put it in one of your box and then send it down the tube, basically. Into the safe.
So we have to cut but the problem is getting it into the safe to do it, because
oh, that's easy.
Yeah, we just drop it
but
in.
But it's going to trip the sensor. That's the whole point.
No, no, no.
We put someone in the casino, drop it down one of the shafts. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's easy.
Okay, you're saying drop it.
And we got sexy outfits, so.
We just rig a credit stick to have an EMP.
Alright, do you guys want to play this out? You have a plan that will succeed.
What time
do you
want to
play it out? Or
it's 5:07. Well, we might as well go over that.
Let's do it. So, have we thought, let's do one last reach up before we do it. Let's see. So we have the
vehicle.
Where is it going at the end? How far down do we want it to go? Obviously, we have your vans that we can certainly use.
Right.
We don't even need a van. We can do it because it's cred sticks.
Yeah. I mean, I would get like a few miles away and switch vehicles just for
security. Yeah, exactly.
And we can even switch vehicles again.
Especially since you're going to be coming out of the sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Well, I'm assuming you are manning the sewer craft, just because in case someone's following, you are a good driver.
Our driver.
Yeah, I'm a good driver, and I all know smuggling routes and safe houses.
Who's going to EMP and when?
Who can blend in with the mob crowd?
Who's going to get an invitation?
Right.
I've worked with a lot of them.
We don't have... Can we do a time delayed EMP?
I'm a DM, not a player.
Mm-hmm. Can we do a time delayed EMP and put it in before the place? Because we won't have a remote detonation because it won't get a signal.
Yeah, no Faraday.
But that's what if we have it remote.
It.
Yeah, if we can have it...
I would
like,
think that'd be pretty easy.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I think I'm also one of the most charismatic of the group.
I have 4 charisma.
Well, I also have etiquette, so...
Yeah,
I would know how to act. No, I have etiquette, and
yeah,
then
isn't
smugglers.
Isn't that what infiltration does?
Infiltration... This infiltration that I have is...
Sneak infiltration?
Yeah.
It is. Not James Bond infiltration.
No.
Not spy-mashing.
Yeah, not being sexy and getting all the girls.
No.
The cars and the girls.
Although I do have 5 charisma.
You are hitman infiltration.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can time delay the EMP and drop it down before, which he can get in there just as fine during the night.
Mm-hmm.
To drop it down there.
Interesting note on the EMP going off inside the Faraday cage in the reinforced steel box, it's very likely to hit anything outside of it.
How far would an EMP go?
Depends on the strength you give it.
Well, we only need it to do the same.
Just
so.
To knock out the
so
inside.
A small EMP.
Yeah. Right. I'm not talking about like a grenade that'll hit the whole entire building.
Inside that cage, we'll probably not even bump anything outside
exactly.
of it.
And it's already remote enough to where there's not much else going on around it.
Okay.
So we have
we dropped that in days before.
Days before. Have it go off at a very specific time that we set our watches to before we drop it down.
I guess I'll be in the sewer with my craft.
I will be with you in case somebody goes down there and tries to check anything out.
I'll probably be waiting in the
you guys
second
probably
van.
Second van, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, outside the building.
Yeah, we should probably leave.
We don't want them to know it's us.
Right.
Yeah, we'll probably want it down a few streets.
Well, yeah. But we also want to make sure everything's still
going.
What
type of sewer access are you using?
Exactly.
I have no idea what the sewer access
is. Well, I mean, start with manhole covers and...
Alleyway manhole covers. I mean, that would be one of the easiest to do. It's untraceable. It's
you can't... It would be hard to get your craft out.
We don't really need it.
Okay.
I say probably blow it the fuck up when we're done.
We can just blow it up as we leave.
Yep.
Okay.
We're not keeping mementos.
Don't sign it. I mean,
I always have my things with a flourish.
Like a painter.
Okay. What time are you setting this blast to go off?
When's the event over?
Yeah, when's the event over?
The event begins at 2100.
Damn, military time.
Well, isn't that
o'clock.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, it's a casino's event, so probably pretty late. So, I would think early morning.
Yeah, we want to make sure we do it before they leave, obviously. Right. There's no set close time?
No.
It's like, you know, middle school invitations, like 9 to question mark, question mark, question mark.
Can we get, what's his face to tell us what time he thinks it'll be over by?
Oh, well,
is he going?
No.
He should, honestly.
He's not invited.
Oh, middle management,
he's
huh?
pissed. Yeah.
That's why he's doing it. He's grumpy. He didn't get invited.
A few hours? 1, 2 in the morning?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, 2 in the morning?
I mean, that's when the after parties will start up.
2 in the morning?
Yeah, that's
fine. We gotta set a time.
Yes, 2's fine.
So, 2 in the morning.
Drop the time delay of the MP. We've got the tube ready to go.
We've got the tube cut. We've got the trap door.
Right.
I guess we don't really need a trap door if we do that. I just worry that they see a cut hole. But if we're cutting it after...
Yeah, we're cutting it after anyway.
Yeah. So cut it after. It spills down the tube.
Have a droid bring up the fakes. Although they're going to see a cut hole in
the
fakes.
Probably pile the fakes on top of, like, put the hole back. Or just wedge it in and pile the fakes back on or something. Whatever. We'll be long gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll be with me in case we meet any trouble. I can maneuver us out. You can...
Yeah, watch your back.
Yeah. Snipe some people.
Sniping's really my game. Close combat or shoot you in the face.
Yeah, shoot.
So, unless I'm much mistaken, I think we get the money and it's time for hookers and future blow.
As long as we don't get fucking ratted on by what's-his-face to get ground in the mob.
All right. Any changes to plan?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think we really kept him in the know.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you let me put
in. Are we set?
So, hookers and blow after?
Alright. So, 9 o'clock rolls around. Where are you?
3 or 4 streets down in the next to the sewer grate.
Yeah.
Can you be a hobo?
And I have to be working the cutting droid.
Where are you?
I'll be getting my craft into position in the sewers.
We don't need anyone on the inside, do we?
Not on the inside, but we should really watch for people starting to leave in case they decide to leave early. And then they move the money before we get there.
Yeah, I think just were there any... would be good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you should be like a lookout at the event.
I'll dress up as a homeless guy. Be...
on the park?
You also have a room across the street that looks down on the entrance.
That's probably easier.
He dresses as a homeless guy in his room. He calls up some room service.
Where are you?
I am checking weapons on my persons, waiting for her to get done with the craft so we can go.
Yeah. Okay. People start arriving around 9 p.m. in black sedans.
You were dancing in the sewer?
Yeah.
Good thing you bought those nose plugs.
Vacation songs.
The good thing you bought those nose plugs.
Yeah. Probably, I thought we'll probably have, like, wetsuits and stuff, so that we're not going to be...
I have my helmet on all the time.
Partying, laundering money, throwing it in the game.
We're laundering it in the sewer.
Yeah.
We're, like, throwing it into the safe from where we are.
Yeah.
All right. And... about 1 a.m., people start leaving.
Okay.
Start leaving, but they're not done.
Right. As long as the safe doesn't come out.
Can you keep a count of how many go in? That way you can get a close idea of how many when they come out to start.
All right.
Sorry, I should
have mentioned. About... I mean, you know, you guys know how a party ends.
It trickles.
Somebody starts leaving, and an hour later, everybody's gone.
Yeah. Yep. So 2 o'clock, just like...
2 o'clock, 2:30.
Excellent.
People finish leaving.
So 2 o'clock is when the EMP goes off, right?
Right. And as soon as that happens, the droid starts cutting.
Credits fall. We have Big Bag to catch.
Yeah, it's raining credits!
Yeah.
It's raining credits. Hallelujah.
I think we send the smuggler and military dollars as the only ones getting the money.
I have my other man, you know, farther away. You know.
Got the money?
I don't
I'm pretty good at guns too.
Yeah, go head to head.
Yeah. You're right next to me.
Ow! Ow! Oh my.
There is one possible kink to your plan.
No, there's not. Foolproof! Foolproof! See what happens when I have sugar? Takes like an hour or two to really get in, but...
Well, that placebo effect to get rolling.
Yeah.
Hey, the mind's a powerful thing.
Actually, it's more the eating, like having food and stuff.
The placebo effect is actually getting stronger.
Yeah.
Because people have increased faith in medicine and what it can do, so they're more likely to believe you. And...
Yep.
Done. Goes off without a hitch.
Woo!
Yes!
Good thing I set my bed farther from them so we can, you know...
Are you seriously stealing all the fucking money?
Yes!
Yes!
Fuck it!
Chicks win!
We're going down the... After the money gets into us, we're going down and we go, have a nice life. Bro. We're awesome.
Yep. That's what you get for having the two chicks, you know, handling the money.
Really, we've always been lovers. We just pretended to really not know each other. Yeah. This has been a gone from the whole start.
Okay.
We're gonna go to we're gonna go vacation Alaska.
Yes.
It's dark for a lot.
Congratulations, you have successfully heisted approximately 200 million New Yen.
So we're retiring.
Duped you.
And Miss Orange and
Miss Orange
and that mafia guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right,
so turning the recorder off.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed.
I apologize to everyone who knows how Shadowrun works.
We broke the system. Woo!